came last day, eh? I think very fast after tonight, the next morning, we will be having only one more slot, I think, before we leave. So tomorrow morning, you all wake up at 6 o'clock. No need to be so early, up to you. But if you want to join the chanting, please continue to wake up early, then go down. Yeah. I think last day, if you want to join, you can go. Yeah. I think 5:30 they start until about 6:15. Then you can come up here by latest 6:30, no more problem. Yeah. Because tomorrow our schedule is later. We don't have to start so early. Okay, I understand there are three of them who are going back early tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. So there is a suggestion that we revert back to 5 precepts now. Yeah, better, because they are tomorrow early morning, 7 a.m. gone already. Yeah. Okay, so we ask NB to help your request. Turn to page 1. Okay, we do the salutation together. Arahang sammasambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you all can be seated. So Ingbi will lead you all to revert back the five precepts. Can.
Mayang Bante, sorry. Mayang Mita. Isaranina Saha Pancha Silani Vachama Yachama.
You all follow. Request. Make the request.
Mayam mita tisaralina saha pancha silani yachama duttiyampi. Mayam mita tisaralina saha pancha silani yachama duttiyampi. Mayang mita tisaranena saha pancha silani yachama.
Okay, then turn to page 2. We will take the three refuge. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Duttiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Duttiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Duttiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Ti sarane na gamanang natitam.
Amamita.
Okay, now I will administer the five precepts. Panatipata
viramani sikapadan samadhiyami adina dana viramani sikapadan samadhiyami kamisu vichachara viramani sikapadan samadhiyami Sutavada viramani sikapadan samadhiyami Suramiraya machapamadatana viramani sikapadan samadhiyami
Imani pancha sikapadani Silena sunganti nyanti, silena boga sampadan, silena nibunti nyanti, tasma silang visode. Imani panca sikapadani samadhiyami,
imani panca sikapadani samadhiyami. Imani pancha sikapadani samadhiyami
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will chant the closing puja, salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhan bhagavantan abhivademi Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Okay, you can miss it then. Okay, so tonight we have to finish everything because not much, I should say, not much time left to finish. So, yes, Tracy. Can. Push it out, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just now, I forgot to say, send my gratitude to, you know, all the organizing committee who did all the, you know, job.
The planning.
Because forgive me, I don't know how to express
don't
myself.
Don't worry. Yeah.
So, but I'm really grateful for all the, you know, things they set up. And the place, you know, is so conducive and nice, you know. So I just don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to express.
That gratitude,
yes.
The moment you read it, you already expressed. But now you want to say it out so that people develop the understanding and rejoice. Understand?
Yeah, so forgive me if...
Don't worry, that one small matter. Because not everybody is good at expressing themselves.
Especially Brother Teo, you are sneezing there and you are, you know, still giving lessons.
Don't worry. Because the body is a body. That's right. Body will go the way of nature.
Okay.
When I young, I actually, I doesn't have all this problem one. Then later on, when I came to retreat, first few years also, hardly any. Then later on, out of the 9 days or 8 days, sometimes 5 days, I will one morning, because last time, what started was the incense. Every time the incense here, it triggered off. Then this time is because the chill. That's why body is a body, it will go the way of nature. But no problem here for me. My body is still okay. In fact, it's relatively very well maintained at my age.
So I just want to say thank you to all the people that helped to organize this retreat.
Thank you. Sadhu. So no problem. We rejoice. Okay, we will continue from where we stop. I think Fong is going back tomorrow morning. Fong, can you come and do your sharing? Yeah. The three of them got to go back early. So both Kim and Joey already share as a Fong.
First and foremost, I'd like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to Brother Teo for his kindness to impart this very important teaching. Please accept my 3 bows.
Sadhu.
Also, my gratitude to all the committee members who have put so much time and effort to make this meeting and retreat such a meaningful one, and also to all the Kaya Mitas. Like what the previous brother and sisters mentioned, I can feel this year the spirit of the Kalyana Mitas are very extraordinary.
Very extraordinary.
And I
The Kalyana Mita force is very strong, very strong. You can feel it coming on. That's why a few years back, when at the Thursday class, I already predict. I read those songs there, our Pamasri really there. The force has become faster and faster. That's why the sharing all different. The unique code sharing all different. Then after that, every retreat different. Every retreat different. Very good. Continue. Yeah.
So, I was brought up in Penang. And I go to the same school as Brother Sui An. So he's my senior actually.
Penang Free School.
That's right. And I come from a Buddhist family. So my father and my grandfather are all Buddhist. And they are actually into Mahayana. So my father, my grandfather was very much involved in Penang Buddhist Association.
Sadhu.
So I remember those days when I was young, he used to do all the prayers, Ru Lai Pho, and all those other And when he died, he left many sariras. Yes, very beautiful emeralds, ruby.
The relics.
Yellow topaz. I was young, but I noticed it was very, very brilliant.
Sadhu.
So, since young, I have been very much mystified by this word Liao Tuo Shen Si. How to come up from the ocean of suffering. And after Mahayana, because I was in Penang, I was also very much involved in Theravada. And in later years, I also explore into the esoteric Dharma. Because of this, I would say this chanda, desire to explore the mystery of how do we actually liao tuo.
Liao tuo sheng shi.
So, I would say, I did a bit of exploring, even into esoteric Dharma, esoteric Buddhism. So as part of my practice, I do a lot of invocation to the great wisdom being. So all those Dharani, like Chunti, Puta, and Chunti, many other more, I do practice them and recite them. For example, yesterday night, my wife called me and said one of her relatives went into the operation room.
Oh, no wonder.
After 6 hours, couldn't come out.
Ayo.
Right, so then we did
ask you to chant.
We pray to invoke the Buddha's power and so forth. As I look back, I think what the key message that I would say in the context of three yana, although everything is authentic and each of the yanas build upon each other, I would say the missing piece is what you have been teaching. You have been teaching over the past many years. I felt that is the missing piece. So much so, when I explore into esoteric Buddhism, there is no way for any of those practitioners to connect to that level unless they collapse the mundane mind.
The mundane mind must collapse.
As I reflect back, I felt a sense of pity for them.
Don't worry. They are just the way they are.
Exactly.
Your thought through your mundane thinking will always have that. Because, like I used to share with Kayamita, a lot of things in this world, when it happens, it's like very chanyan. You know why chanyan? Very cruel. Like, you pity them. Like those who do thought-based meditation. But for me, there is no such thing. Well, they are just the way they are. That's all. They end up like it's real coming. You cannot blame people. Understand? Then, like the Buddha said, when you really want to develop the cultivation, the progress, you must do only a few things. Understand? Pay respect, chant the salutation, take the three refuges. If you don't do that, you don't have affinity with Triple Gem. You don't develop that parami for paying respect to great beings, especially Samasambuddha. Then after that, you have to follow the advice of the Buddha. Avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind. And these are not difficult, understand that? Because how to avoid all evil, he already teach you, keep the precept. To keep the precept, you must develop mindfulness, awareness. Go record or not? Make sure record. Then, to do wholesomeness, wherever there is a condition, you have to develop the four right effort, understand that? Especially the third and the fourth right effort. To cultivate whatever wholesomeness that are still not in you. Then, to perfect them. To refine upon and perfect them. But before you have your wisdom, you do good also no use. Because that one is relative good. Good according to what your belief system tell you. Understand? So you must know, you must cultivate spiritual faculty, like Song say. The faith is there, it will transform you. Because that faith will not only calm you down, compose you, then no more doubt. But that faith will connect you. Understand? Because when you have faith, there is affinity, you know. That's why you have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, Sakyamuni. There is the connection already, you know, the affinity. Then it will drive you, you know. Develop the virya. Once the virya is there, then if you understand the famous verse 21, 22, 23, to become enlightened, to be heedful, is very important. So you have to train yourself to be heedful, but you must understand what constitutes heedfulness. Otherwise, you become the heedless. The heedless are as it is. So very simple. Training your mindfulness, When you train, develop, stabilize, and immediately you progress. Then you see the Dhamma, you see the truth, you understand. Once you understand, what happens? The understanding becomes yoniso manasikarana. It will prompt you at the moment of sense experience. Then after that, you realize very easy to cultivate daily mindfulness, the continuous awareness. Because you seldom stir your mind already. Space between thought more and more, like being free come to know. So this is how you progress. Then you can reach what they call step 5 of Avijja Sutta, Sati Sampajana. Then when it comes to purification of mind, the fourth noble truth, and it's three turning, work on it. First turning, proclamation of truth, listen attentively. Learn the basic essential Dhamma understanding. And know what is important. Focus on that. Understand? Don't be too eager to run here, run there, and do all those so-called fantastic meditation. No. Meditation actually can only be done after you have developed heedfulness, mindfulness, ever mindful, constantly meditative. You don't have that type of mind, you cannot progress, you cannot penetrate the real teaching. So when it comes to purification of mind, work on heedfulness. That is the only thing you do. Yeah, the heedful never die. Straight away, you home. So after you know that, the cultivation becomes very simple on the sound. Then no need to worry about Theravada, Mahayana or Vajrayana. Vajrayana. In fact, the three vehicles, like the Heart Sutta, somebody asked me, what is the difference? I answer. Of all the three, the Theravada is the orthodox tradition, very conservative, because the elder doesn't want to make sure it's authentic and not contaminated. Whereas Mahayana is based on the teaching from Bodhidharma, which Theravada cannot understand. But like it or not, both teachings are the same. I already show it to you. Both also have the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, and all the teaching actually spin out from the Four Noble Truths and its three turning. Then you realize when you understand Theravada, actually, you can understand Mahayana, no different. That is what I proved to you, this teaching. Then after that, you have the Vajrayana. Actually, the three jnana in common is Four Noble Truths and Noble Eightfold Path. But the Tibetan one or the esoteric teaching one add in a lot of things. A lot of things inside there. They got their poa and their mantra, their dharani, their chanting, all those things. So a lot of those, you check the Theravada tradition, they don't have anasana. But it's their way of training their mind to become, I should say, better. Then they believe by doing all those things, it can lead to not only enlightenment, they can take the Bodhisattva path and all that. But then now, Fong know, if your mundane mind don't collapse, you cannot connect to the nature, there is no way you can penetrate and come to that level of understanding. That's why the Mahayana Six Patriarch Platform Sutra, the three hallmarks of Huineng, where you develop the possibility to realize your true mind via no thought. Then develop the wisdom and understanding not to cling on to any mark. So what are the marks? There are four. There is no mark of a self. Understand? Not? That one is sakadity, delusion. And because of that, there is no mark of others. Understand? Not? Then the third one is what? Yeah? Can remember? Huh? Life is the last one. Oh, that one is no mark of self, no mark of others. Understand? Not? Yeah, Dhamma is also one of them. Then, all the mark that the mundane mind create, means Everything that has a mark means your mind hold on to what you create through your perception. As I finally is no mark of Dhamma, no mark of life, existence, understand not? You are all not real, not what you think. They are all illusion, understand not? Then like the Sing Ching, when in true emptiness, after you realize, there is no four noble truth also, understand not? No one born, no one die, no one old. That's why the Dhamma, you cannot cling, understand not? It's like the raft that takes you to the other shore. You cling, what happens? Means you reach the other shore, you still think the Dhamma very important, you carry it on your shoulder. Understand? That is a mark, understand? Even how beautiful can point towards enlightenment, the realization of Nibbana. But it's just the pointer, you know? And that Dhamma is not the Nibbana enlightenment, but it points towards awakening. That's why the Zen, they have this, or Mahayana tradition, they have this very famous analogy, finger pointing at the moon. You understand that? Because what you want to realize is the moon, which is the enlightenment. But you hold on to the finger, it's like the Dipitaka, no? The Dhamma. No? You think by holding on to that Dipitaka or the Dhamma, you can realize the moon. To realize the moon, you must look beyond that finger. To realize the unconditioned. That's why this no-mark teaching is very powerful. Then after that, you transform. You have to wait for your mundane mind to collapse. Then only you understand why no dwelling. But there is no more mano to actually dwell and hold. But you need a mind to live life. That's why the supra-mundane mind, the last sharing that I give you, the samsaric mind, realize itself, then become the supra-mundane mind. That is how you can use that to live life. Like what I went through after 89 until now, my mundane mind got gone. Then how can I live life? Because there is this pure awareness nature that shine forth. That nature no longer have the cloud or whatever to obscure it. Because mundane mind know, understand? This supra mundane mind, the aggregates are still there, but they are pure aggregate, non-grasping. That's why you can live life. Okay? Sorry. So listen to this a little. You continue.
Also regarding this venue, the location of this temple, I feel it is indeed a very blessed place. Yeah. A very blessed place.
Yeah, very conducive.
The feng shui and the prana is very thick. And also endowed with the presence of many wisdom beings. So in fact, on the first day I was driving here, I was on the car, but then both my nostrils got blocked, and I got to make a U-turn. I didn't give up. So on the fourth day, on Sunday, I came. Just in time for the Bodhisattva.
Sadhu. So that's it meant to be. He has a condition. Then he start to listen. Then he start to understand that this teaching actually cannot be found. Very difficult. Can explain to you so clearly and make it look like very simple. That clarity is not easy on. Very good.
I remember on the first day when I reached here, like what all the brothers has reported, you have a pulsation and pumping.
The sensation.
Or the middle of the finger, the center of the leg, middle of the legs, middle of the legs. And the next day, I had when I was at the hall, I could feel something dropping from the sky. It goes into my skull and drop in the middle, in the heart of the skull, and it just expand out.
Very good.
It felt cooling like menthol.
Wow, very good, very good. I think your grandfather is helping you. Not until you have the condition. They cannot do anything. Understand? Everything needs causes and conditions. Because when you talk about his grandfather must be very old, much older than my father and mother. They are grandfather. My grandfather passed away long, long, long time ago. So that type of relics that come out in Mahayana, you know, got kung fu and so on. So this type of practitioner or cultivator for you to be part of their family tree, there is affinity. That's why you say your parents also into Mahayana, you are born into a Buddhist family. Well, that is your parami, your affinity, then you can be there. But the only difference is for you, you earlier on have too much knowledge. You run around and learn all the knowledge, mainly knowledge. Then you don't have the condition to actually encounter the true understanding that can transform you and give you the condition. Then all those who wants to help you, they need causes and conditions before they can do something. Like for me, I just let things be. There's no condition, nothing happen. If got condition, my nature will know and you will share. Then if you can receive, it's your part of me. If you cannot receive also, that is the way you are. Understand? So nature is beautiful. Like Beng Fi reminded me, this year I forgot to share. Oh, the mighty nature rolling by. That one also from my teacher, Ajayendra. Actually, what he said, mighty nature rolling by, is a very beautiful understanding. That's why after that, I received another stanza or another saying from me. We choose accept everything as natural. Remember I said that? It's the same. Everything as natural means the nature's law, mighty nature rolling by. No reality. Everything flow, come and go, condition like that, things will be like that. So all this understanding, for cultivator of the way who has the Dhamma, they can actually advise you, although it's not stated in the Theravada Sutta or the Mahayana Sutta. But these are wisdom that they develop, then they continue to help living beings. They point out to you and give you all the important understanding. Like this line, my nature's mission is to add into all this, anasana, to let you understand what is the meaning of suchness, tatata, what the Buddha meant by seeing things as they are. Then I add in a lot of things. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Like that, easier to understand. Then I explain. Deluded people do deluded things. Foolish people, selfish people do foolish things and selfish things. Violent people do violent things. Wise people do wise things. Then you know they are just the way they are. That's why there is nothing for you to say, are you pitiful, kolian. No. The condition manifests based on nature's law. That's why you cannot say, ayo, full of suffering. How am I to actually do something to help the suffering world? You can have that thought, understand? But that thought is still a thought, understand? It's an idea. Until you become serious, when the compassion really come out, then that one will drive you to create the vow, the Bodhisattva vow. And that vow will take you along, and you will do that work on yourself. But when you do that work, doesn't mean you vow to take the limitless living being across. Then you have to take everybody. Don't be foolish on yourself. No condition cannot. Like the Buddha said, who are the one he cannot say? Wu yan ren. No affinity, nothing. How to say? Kak ngang le also cannot, understand? Because this is nature, understand? Do you think the Buddha not compassionate? If he can make everybody enlightened, he will save. He will actually do. But Dhamma is to be realized by oneself. You have to walk the path yourself, and you have to realize the enlightenment yourself. It is pacetang, understand? And the worst one is, there is this, what sutta already, in the Burmese tradition, like to, the what, ayo, what sutta? In the early day, I share your 45 or the no what, wrong view one. And the worst one is, the person who is very, hold on to their view tenaciously on. That one, the Buddha also cannot save you. There is the sutta, what is it? The last one is that, about the Kwamaya one, you remember? What is the sutta? In Burma, they used to study the sutta, they like the sutta. Pusa. No, not that one. Yeah, the Kwamaya. No, you want to save people, you must have the ability to come out of the Kwamaya, then only you can save, understand? Or? Then he talked about wrong view one, 45. Ayo, never mind. When I remember, I let you know. The sutta is very good. Okay. Continue.
My parting message to all the dearest Kalnamitas who has such wonderful experience over the past 9 days is that I wish you the very best in your future cultivation. May we all thrive on with heedfulness.
Yeah, sadhu.
And may the force be with you.
Sadhu. So this one is not the Star Wars one. No. This one is kaya metaphors. Sadhu. Okay, who is next? Come forward. Anybody else? Song already get Chidao already. Chidao, people looking forward. Sorry, Cindy first. Let Cindy share first.
First and foremost, I must thank Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all the wonderful committee members for their hard work. I'm so grateful for you all. It's not easy to organize this retreat now. Okay, come to this practice. 1 year already, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
So with your dedication, you see how Thai is he also, he comes and teaches. How not to practice?
Sadhu. I must show you some results. Sadhu. Yeah, okay. She is very good. She did the daily mindfulness. She is the one I talked about earlier.
Talking about mindfulness, do you know how to make chui kuih or not? Chui kuih. You know the...
Cupcake, rice cake.
Chui kuih is made of flour. You know how... You see, I love to make all these things. The first time... So the first time I try, they come out all turn water. So this, I thought, okay, I don't give up now. So I follow the recipe. As you said, come to mindfulness. Yeah. Even 1 minute, 2 minute. 1 minute means 1 minute to cool down the cup. Two minutes to heat up the cup. All the measurement you have just cannot pour like that. Stir also be very mindful. The texture. And then you have to wait. You boil the water, you have to wait for 20 minutes. Everything had to be very mindful.
Sadhu.
30 to 45 minutes. So after, imagine 30 to 45 minutes in mindfulness. Then everything complete. Then you work out, where am I?
Sadhu.
I'm in the vacuum that also so noisy. At least I'm not
affected.
I'm not affected by outside noise. I'm living in the vacuum, that space. So that is mindfulness, right?
You stay within, understand? You aware.
Because
she was doing something, understand? And that movement when he do. Where everything has to be very meticulous and in accordance. Otherwise, not easy to make that type of chui kuih.
Yeah. So thank you so much. And come to awareness. I've been practicing awareness la.
Yeah.
See, every day la.
Sadhu. Daily mindfulness, no. This one not formal sitting alone, no.
No. When you must be mindful, you must be aware.
Yeah.
Live in this
world. Yeah.
Otherwise, you suffer.
Yeah.
You see, so one more, as you say, morning, every morning is my ritual.
Yeah.
Before you ritual is that you get up, you do whatever you need to do.
Mm.
Before you leave the house, of course, you pay respect.
The
money,
Tripajan,
the Buddha.
So the great beings.
Most important, must ask for forgiveness.
Asking for forgiveness.
And
very
also
important.
Must say your gratitude to them.
It works
wonders.
You talk to the great being and say, thank you for your guidance.
Every day I do that.
Blessings.
Protection. And the guidance.
These three are very important.
Very important.
The blessing is to give you all the blessings so that you can progress. Then guidance is the instruction, the understanding. Then through the affinity, all this can happen. Then protection is to protect your form and mind, anasana. It's not to protect your true mind. Your true mind can never die on. That one is the devil's element. But the form and mind very fragile one. Any time it can separate one. You are not careful. So this line, if I have not had affinity with Kuan Yin, at least three occasions I would have died before I'm even age 35. Yeah. That's why that one, fantastic. Okay, continue. Yeah.
See, before I come to this Dharma world, I only heard about Theravada. Then people say, I said Mahayana. I get bad impression of Mahayana.
Yeah.
You know? I said, I wish they are linked. So now I really know that it's really linked.
Yeah, it's connected.
There's no difference between Really, there's no difference.
Yeah.
And Kuan Yin, if you believe in everything in Kuan Yin, I can tell you must pay respect.
Yeah.
Every morning ask
sadhu.
Every morning he asks for wisdom.
Because Kuan Yin is a very unique and great being.
He has
great love and compassion.
Yeah.
Ta su ta pei. Then I think in Bi Chan that time, Sama Quang Ta and all those things. Quang Ta Ling Kan. Actually, she has that nature, no? And her heart sutta is the most concise and precise cultivation of true emptiness. That's why his one, the Heart Sutta, is called Prajna Paramita. Understand? Prajna is wisdom. Paramita is the perfection. You want to cultivate the perfection of wisdom, you must cultivate Heart Sutta. Without the Heart Sutta, you cannot. Because you will not be able to see what is mentioned in the Heart Sutta in true emptiness. To penetrate true emptiness, you must realize, no more. Never mind. You must realize the gateway to your nature, then the true awareness nature. Then you must illuminate it. You remember in the opening sutta, Quan Zi Zai Fu Sa, Xing, when he was cultivating the Prajna Paramita Sutta, the Prajna Paramita teaching, he illuminated on the five skandhas and realized that they are all empty. That illumination is from the nature that illuminates that true mind. The pure awareness nature. That's a Bodhi mind that can illuminate that nature. Means she has at that time cultivated until that level. Understand? That's why he can use that understanding to illuminate from that nature because he already penetrated. Then when he shine, illuminate into the fine aggregate, then he realized to his astonishment, all empty, no reality. That's like, wu yun jie kong. That kong, emptiness, you cannot understand why it's very penetrative. But it's the same as the anatta nature in the Theravada teaching. Because that one is true emptiness. So that's why I use the word empty nature of existence. You remember? Non-self. Then empty nature of existence. Not a permanent, unchanging entity. And that is the meaning. And when you penetrate the real meaning of anatta, then you will penetrate through emptiness. That's why Mahayana, Theravada, connected, linked, no different. It's only whether you understand or not, and you know how to develop the cultivation to realize it or not. Very good. Continue.
Come to this awareness meditation. It changed my life completely.
Yeah, completely.
It's so beautiful. Life is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Every morning you wake up, you feel the whole body is so light.
Yeah, so light.
No burden.
Yeah.
No worry.
Yeah,
you know,
no worry.
Happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic.
Yeah, sadhu.
It's so peaceful, you know. I find it so peaceful and so light-hearted.
Yeah. Put the mic nearer your mouth.
So peaceful, so light-hearted, you know. You do everything, it's very... Everything goes smoothly.
Yeah. Like you are very blessed.
He's not irritated by anybody.
Yeah.
You might go to a temple, you think that people go to temple, oh, yeah. I have Dhamma. No!
No,
not a temple. It's just that, as you said, Brother Teo said, the deluded people do deluded things. It's just to accept as they are.
Yeah, they are just the way they are. You are no one.
Yeah, because I do quite a lot of volunteer work in the temple. I know, I mean, all kinds of people. That's the beauty of awareness.
Yeah, awareness meditation.
Yeah, and then come to this retreat. You know that night, in view of chanting old Martin Pennyhoff, I continue chanting my mind until I go to sleep.
And
then next morning, I still chanting my
mind. Yeah, means you have very strong affinity.
And then I went down, I went to pay respect to Maitreya, no? Old Martin Pennyhoff, that pay respect, trip out. And then I felt, why go water on my head? I said, oh, leaking or what? No, I think Maitreya blessed me.
Sadhu. That's why all this can manifest when you are mindful. Because mindful means you are in a position to receive all this. Otherwise, they cannot do anything. Not until you are heedful, you cannot really penetrate the Dhamma. Very good.
But this morning meditation was something weird. Normally I wake up at 5 o'clock. This morning I wake up a bit early. I mean, I just sat down, pay respect, do my ritual, ask for forgiveness, everything. Very fast, within seconds, I can feel the vibration in my heart. Suddenly the whole body inside vibrate like anything. As you say, I remember I say, as it is,
Aware, then relax into it.
You don't do anything. You just
let it go.
You know, but just, I hear the bell ring the second time. Oh.
Never mind. You can have the understanding. If that is more important, your nature will know, then you will go down. No problem. In fact, the vibration there when they do the chanting, if you have the awareness nature, you can draw. Then sometimes they draw, if you are a real cultivator, they draw yours. And my nature knows there are cultivators who actually tap my nature's energy, the vibration, they draw. But this thing, very different from what you think. You think people draw, you have less. No such thing. The more people draw, the more energized this thing is. Then if they have higher wisdom and cultivation, they will draw. They will actually let you draw. That's why all the great beings' nature, when you have affinity with them, you can sense them. Then you will draw. In the early years, I used to have all these conditions to feel and build all the sensitivity. then my nature, when I pass by certain place, I will know. Even when I went to overseas, China, Laos also, there is one place where the giant Buddha, the very big Buddha, I forgot what that place really. Before I land, Vientiane, I already sense that energy very strong. That's why I remember I told Yun Chan, there are some great beings around. But actually, no. If there is this emerald Buddha, the relic inside there, very big. Then there's that's you call it Shandagon Dai, very big stupa. There is a golden stupa. No, that one different. In Laos, there is another place like that one. Cindy and Mosit bring us there. The energy is very strong. Then I told Suyana, you organize retreat there. You all can draw and tap. That area is very conducive. Before I land, already like that. Then when I went down, visit the two places, the Chick Buddha, is it the green color one, the Chick, the one in one of the temple. Then the other one is that big, what they call, you call stupa, the Burmese type one. Oh, very big one. The energy there is very strong. And that one, I was there in 2012, 13 years ago. So all this, as you develop the sensitivity, you will know one. And when the thing happen, you all will have that, what they call ability to kanying, to really detect all this. So what she go through is very good. Then like he say, very lightly, Maitreya send the blessing or whatever. It's because he sense that like something actually water or what. So he thought roughly God. But you look up, nothing.
There's any water, no?
Huh?
Water.
Yeah, I know. The blessing water, but there is nothing leaking from on top. So that all this, like Kuan Yin, the vase, you remember? Then there is something inside the vase on, like a stalk or straw like that. The Kuan Yin's Tao Chang, I told you the dew, the mist, that light drizzle, and there is her blessing. And you will experience them on. And a lot of way place I go to, even Anandagiri, it also happened. Then when I was in Putongsan, all this area, all this, our recent Wuthaisan, you remember? The first day we changed the itinerary, then we went up that temple, the abbot come and see us, the dew, everything. That was the Kuan Yin's one. Then, until the abbot also feel funny, he can sense, how come today's weather is like that? Then got people visit, and the abbot come down alone. No, at first the nun in charge or what he said, you cannot come in. No, you have to stay outside. Like very strict man. Then he saw the abbot come. He allow us all to come in. Then the abbot was so excited, so full of joy. Asked us where we from. After we explained to them. We are for you from Malaysia. You know what he said? He said, you all got time or not? I invite you and all things. Then later on, I think, because I think the condition was like, we have to listen from inside. Then he said, okay, no need to go there. I explain to you here, the origin of the temple, how it all started, all things. The abbot was really full of joy when he met us. And he knows we are different. No? All these were manifest. Because that day, the weather was exceptional. The Kuan Yin's way place type of misty, chill, cooling, with all the dew, non-stop. So all these are what can happen if you really have the inner awareness, nature, and the cultivation. Okay, continue. Yeah.
I finished, but anyway, I still need a lot of work.
Yeah, don't worry. As long as
I
you
really
are,
need to be better.
You are on that inner awareness-based meditation, you are on track. You will be heedful. Then everything will fall into place.
Yeah, I just remember Dhammapada verse 1.
Yeah.
You can go astray, you know. No?
Yeah.
I did go astray, you know. Exactly what I say. It looks like as though you're dead. You're like a zombie.
Yeah.
Then you're luckily I had awareness to wake up.
Yeah.
As I say, every prayer I pray. Please show me. I need wisdom. I need wisdom to pull my middle path. Without wisdom, Father, you cannot do that.
Yeah, you cannot free. You cannot free.
Yeah, because mind is a forerunner of all this mind.
Yeah.
So how are you going to fight mind? You have awareness. No way.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Brother.
Thank you. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Okay. Jinao, right? Sui Chang Kia Yu. Oh, okay.
Good evening, Brother, Mr. Steele, and all Kalamita. I thought I can escape with it. All right. I was very happy to see a lot of new students, especially this batch, is it?
Yeah.
Supersonic. Serious. A lot of your experience, you know, for me it's like, you know, after so many N years, only then I have this kind of like experience. And you all did it just first time, is it? Really sadhu.
Sadhu.
And associated with the right kayamita are very, very important, you see. So over the last few days, you see, and I really have a very, very good vikama that Sister Pocheng sitting next to me. She was seeing me that a bit sort of like depressed, you see. So she asked me, okay, what happened, all these things. I said that, you know, after so many years, you see, so I got this kind of a little bit of progress, but later on, then you fall back, you see, and a bit, and then fall back, a bit of fall back. Then she asked me the one question. Are you relaxed enough?
Yeah.
All right. So it was like, strike me, you see. And then she said, you have to put this into your atitan.
Yeah.
So it was like further say, it further strike me, it was like, because by nature of me, I'm very easy to get tense.
Yeah.
All right. And relaxation is like what Pocheng said. It's just only the thought level for me.
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, I have relaxed enough, but most of the time I was just in thought level. So from that day in dinner, I went back to my computer, so I wrote down that sentence, you see, into my Macedonian vows. I say that I vow with Aditant to relax my mind and body and to continue awareness so that, you know, throughout the day, so that
sadhu,
I say, relax body and mind and throughout the day. So it serves as a reminder.
Yeah.
And it's quite strange after that, you know, when I did the meditations, I feel that it's much easier. And like I go back to the basic, as it's like I start all again. Like scanning the body. Then I can easily feel the heartbeats and all
the vibration again.
And the second thanks is to Brother Song, you see. So today his sharing was, I can feel the vibration, you know, suddenly. I was like, what happened? Why, you know, I got this kind of vibrations? And then his thought really inspired me that, you know, what happened, I reflect myself that I have a lot of Dhamma knowledge. Too much Dhamma knowledge. But I didn't actually put into practice. And I overlook or I take it for granted. You know. So I really, you know, have to start all over again and to inspire myself that, you know, I have to do like little exercise like what Brother Song did, you see, like washing all these things, where I find my own way to
determine
anchor,
to be aware.
To anchor myself in one or two exercise or actions per day, you see, and slowly, with the vow of aditans of relax my mind and body, keep on reminding myself, hopefully, you know, there will be a big change to me.
Sadhu. Do you do the Tai Chi exercise?
No, but I did the Ping Shui Gong, is it? So I think it's the same, is it? I mean, actually, to me, I say that it doesn't, the action is not, it doesn't matter, is it? As long as you put your mind and anchor into it.
No. Don't put your mind and anchor into it. Relax into it.
Relax
then into whatever it. Movement, aware, means the awareness and the thing move as well. Initially, you cannot do it because you are still very tense. You are still doing the old thing because the thought is still there. So what you need to do is you train, like morning exercise, I teach you one, the hand movement, everything. Everything you do, maintain awareness. So what is most important is, like I say, why I teach you the one hand on us? Because when you are alone, waiting in the bank or what, you want to do, you can. Understand? This movement is very small. And awareness can be built up. Yeah? When I was doing 1989, when my awareness came, I just do this simple movement. Then this movement. Then I realized it anchored my awareness very fast. Then after that, I realized everything I do, the awareness sets in. My mind has entered sati. That's why after that, I realized all my movement activity is all synchronized with the awareness. Then my whole body, like I can see a lot of movement, even walking, the hand that move, very natural, very relaxed. A lot of things, all those things, I like to use this one, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, but no sound in the sound. But this whole movement is like, become magnified, like a lot of activity and movement. Then you are very serene, that nature and that thing move as one. This is kaya nupasana, standing aware, walking aware, lying down aware, turning, stretching aware, looking forward aware. So everything you do, you develop awareness, blinking of the eye aware. So when you do this, the continuity of mindfulness will come. That's what Cindy also do. Then he choose to do it very meticulously by doing the Jui Kui. So song is Se Sa Anasar. So you can coin your own. But whatever that come to you, you make the vow, Aditan, ask for forgiveness, then it will come, understand? Because of the faith. Then you persevere, just do. Do until it manifests. Then it will happen. Okay?
Sadhu. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank a lot of Brother Teo and a lot of Kayameta, especially Sister Sui, for helping me. I mean, together, is it, a team? And also, not to forget, Jack, is it? So, she really helpful, is it? And I hope to see you next year.
Sadhu.
And by saying that also, I think you all benefit a lot from the mini YouTube, you see. I think this is also need to thanks to Sister Sui also, you see.
No, all those who help prepare.
Yeah, and also
Po Cheng, they all
Po Cheng, you know, Artista MB, you know, they all. So if you all would like to contribute, want to know more how to contribute in doing the mini YouTube, you can just let us know, you see. Okay, we need a lot of people, you see, especially for this coming, I mean, this
retreat.
Yes,
right. Every of these retreat, every day, they have to break into a lot of mini video or short video, and they need people to help to listen, then come up with a title, understand? Then they will send to me, then I will check the title, I will edit it, then I will pass it back to Jin Hao to download into the website and the YouTube and all those things. Very good, Sadhu.
I'd like to pay respect to Brother.
Okay. Not on.
I'd like to thank Brother Chiu for your tireless teaching, all community members who make this possible, and all Kalayamitas. Actually, I couldn't do long sitting meditation, so most of the time I lie down.
Yeah, I saw.
On the second day, actually, I listened to my sister sharing on how to relax. I listened for many days, you know, until I understand. Initially, I thought that I'm relaxed enough. No, actually, I'm not relaxed enough. I spend time relax, do nothing, just relax. Body and mind, forget the whole world. Then, until the mind is calm, the awareness came. Awareness came, the whole body vibrate. I just aware. Aware until, the awareness went to my ligament, my leg ligament.
It tried to heal
the pain.
Because your leg injured.
Burning pain, there was burning pain. I just aware, I don't do anything as well.
You're
just
silent.
Silent the mind, just aware. For a while, the awareness went to the other leg. The muscle pain, I just aware. So aware, do nothing, just aware.
Sadhu.
So, after that, the awareness came out of the body. I heard, I just aware of the bird chipping whole surrounding.
There is more
the
clarity.
Snoring, snoring in front of me was so loud.
I
feel, I also heard a few snoring in this hall.
Sometimes it's a heavy breathing. They are heavy breathing.
And then after,
but most of the snoring is one sound only.
Then I was so surprised, no? When it came out, Brother Chiu said, "Han, you also can do. Hey, how come he knew?"
I saw you lying down there. First time your face is not tense. You are relaxed. First time. Every time you sit and all that, your face is like, you call one, cool guan. And like, very, like with a lot of stress. That's why when you have the mindfulness, the awareness, you can, you remember I told you, Vedana Nupasana, mindfulness of feeling. Internally, my own, of course, I can be aware. But my nature has this ability to be aware of people's thinking. Whether you are feeling, thinking, lost in thought or what, I see, I know already. Then whether you have mindfulness or awareness, my nature will know.
Well, I was able to aware the arising of the burning pain passing away. Then go, then the aware of the other leg, then the muscle pain aware. Away until the arising and passing away. Then after external.
You know why? When you just let things be, when you don't label it, you just don't want to know, there is no negative feeling and sensation. You don't label it as pain. You don't label it as burning pain. That one, the moment you label, there is aversion, dislike. And there is an evil root, ill will. And with that, you will hinder your mind for entering marriage. That's why your sister give you the right instruction. Relax. Don't try to know, just relax. Continue to relax. Then your mind will slowly, slowly quiet down, settle down. Then after that, you will naturally relax your body. Well, when the mind is peaceful, your body will be like conditioned into that fine and more fine type of vibration. Well, when you are without thought, your vibration become more and more fine, more and more fine. Right? Like your sister say, many level of relaxation. Yeah. When you can relax until really relax, then it's like you are dead. Then this nature's vibration inside, initially very gross, then it will settle down, become less and less gross. Then when you continue to relax, then you use the word wrongly. You say that awareness come out. Awareness cannot come out. Awareness is always there, whether you are more sensitive or less sensitive. That's why after that you can hear the chipping of the bird also. So these are good signs. that you have developed the ability to relax and the awareness come on the sala. But these are still initial stages. So continue to diligently develop. Don't try to know. Don't try to use the thought to intervene. Then you will settle down and you will become better and better. Then there's a lot of joy. Then maintain the faith. Yeah? Then pay respect to all the great beings. Develop affinity with them. Then without you knowing, there will be things happening and you will develop the response. So what happened this time is your leg injured. Yeah? And yet you determined to come. Means you have the faith and you really make the effort.
Actually, my sister asked me, are you sure you're going to come? I say, if I have to go through the hard way, I will endure the pain.
Yeah, sadhu, very good. So that's why at least this time you are different. Last time you do jhana, a lot of energy here. Now, serene. I saw you. Oh, beautiful. That's why I say, very good. You can lie down. And you did very well.
But this morning also, I detected the pain on my ankle.
I just
aware the pain came.
Then
arising, passing away, then after no more pain.
When you relax, the energy will flow. Then that pure energy, not really pure, the pure awareness vibration, it will heal you.
Yeah, because after that I came out, I touched my leg, not so painful already.
But the process is very slow one. And it's actually, I wouldn't use the word a waste. This pure energy is for you to channel the pure awareness to the gateway. But you have not located the gateway, so no problem. You want to use it to heal, you can, like Qigong people, for health reasons. Use it, then experience it, understand it.
I also want to thank my sister for helping me in this retreat, all the washing, and also telling me to be more relaxed.
Because she realized what she went through. Relaxation is very deep one.
Very deep. Then she always tell me, you only the beginning and the end.
Okay. And the best is this senior Hana is Tai Ka Che. The Sai Mui say you only beginning on here. She now can accept, because she told me, last time when she came to the Tuesday class, she said, if it's not my sister tell me, I won't believe it. But because the sister, because she knows her very well. Initially, when she went to Sri Lanka and do all the jhana, he thought she transformed already. Then he come back very excited. Then he came with another Kamita,
Chris.
So after that, I explained to them. Then Chris every time blanja me Japanese food or something, bring her along and listen. Then after that, he saw the sister. Like don't know anything, he wants to encourage her. So when now they ask her to come and attend my retreat, because Singapore cannot attend my class. After the sister come, first 2 years blah, they're very new, not used to it. Then when he becomes serious, MCO, blessing in this guy. So I share the Heart Sutta 8 months. He continuously attend and listen, and just following something. Then she on her own, able to locate the gateway, and went in. That's why after that she completely transformed. Then a lot of things happened. She full of joy. Why? He used her own word to describe to me, and I can guide her. He was full of joy. He said, wow, this type of meditation, you do already. No matter how you express it using your own word, those who have gone through, they will know. They can guide you. And everything is like so amazing. That everything she experienced, after I explained, he said, this is what happened. This is what happened. Then he go to the market, buy fruits. But with mindfulness and awareness, it becomes such a different experience. You know? You see, everything is so pristine, you know, so beautiful, like so clear to her. You know? It's not lost in thought anymore. So this is what happened. Then after that, terbalik. The sister want to help her already. That's why he keep on motivate and encourage. You are Han Wan. Mo Cheng. That one is Po Cheng. Very close, the two names. Very good.
Actually, initially, after I did my Theravada practice, I feel that I couldn't do mindfulness. Because of that, I switched over.
Yeah, because your jhana, energy, understand? And that one very, initially, very soothing, very calm, very good. And you actually develop like the mental hindrance all suppressed. Cannot come out, understand?
Condition.
Yeah, it's a conditioned mind. That's why you cannot know. All the mental hindrance suppressed. No condition to come out. Yeah, you went into apana samadhi. Then, when there is no condition, you cannot be tested, understand? But the moment there is condition, then you realize there are a lot of things can still stir you, affect you.
Actually, my sister was just very lucky, you know. Initially, after you come together with me to Sri Sangha, she said no.
Yeah, he don't want. She don't want. We are her nature, no.
Okay, I think that's all.
Can, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you. Somebody have to bring their chair back. Thank you. Okay, who is next? Maya, yeah. Oh, LC first. So after LC, then only Maya.
Good evening, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
This is Teo and all Kayanamita.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, Sadhu. Yeah. This time, different, lot of things happen.
Very different retreat for me.
Yeah.
And before the retreat start, I think this is a very precious gift.
Yeah.
To Jed.
Yeah.
That. I'm very happy that she can make it for retreat.
Mm.
So I'm very grateful that she has such parami.
Yeah, meant to be, because you know why? Sister Song withdraw. That's why when you call me, I say, okay, register, call up Pramasuri, say I agree. Because that last minute, no, I think last 2 days before the retreat or what?
Yes, last 2 days.
Yeah.
after in the Dharma for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I also learned that, I mean, we just accord and
flow. Yeah, accord and flow.
So when I mentioned to Jed that this retreat.
Yeah.
So I didn't really want her to join. So yeah, I just. Yeah.
Casually,
if she got the condition or not. If she got the condition, then she will join. So I just let her know, you know. So this is what we learn. What I learned from the Dharma.
Yeah, sadhu.
Sadhu, Brother Teo.
Yeah. Then I remember after Jack said she wants to come, she called me. If my daughter wants to join, can still come. Because actually all the name are all full, you know. But then I remember Sui An texted me earlier on. He said, Sister Song actually supposed to bring drive Joey and Kim up. But her leg got problem. No? Then somehow Sui An, I think, helped Joey and Kim to check with Yun Chan. No? Yun Chan. Yeah, immediately agree, understand? No? Then he informed Joey they all. Then they all full of joy. Then Sister Song no need to come, understand? No? That's how it happened. And meant to be. Then after that, he called. then immediately I said, yeah, no problem. But I got no time to tell her we got one withdrawal, one stop. No need to tell. I just say, call Padma Sri. Maybe I scared somebody else, bottom three, you know, chip inside. So immediately call, then Sri An, we have our retreat committee there. When I send that one to agree, Sri An immediately sent Sadhu. He gave a thumb up because his sister Song already withdraw. That's what I meant to be. Otherwise, it upset our submitted the food schedule and all those things. So meant to be, that's why everything will happen and fall into place. Then you also sincere. And her karma also, affinity, very good. Condition has a reason for her to actually reflect at life. Then she recall last time she joined the time and he saw you change. That's why he said the mother sacrificed a lot and has totally changed after attending my class. Initially, she was a good friend of Alicia. Then when Alicia depression, she helped Alicia by talking to her, like counsel her, like try to help her. And because she was so sincere, so genuine, so what happened was, after that, Alicia, because of Vincent and Anna, the other Karimita, brought her. Then she learned. Then she developed the understanding. Then she recalled Elsie, you know, the good friend. Then somehow he asked her to come. You know. And for her, very strange. You know, she come. First night, she told me later, she really know this is the one. Then until today, you know, she continued to come. And despite what happened to the family life, all those things, she persevered and she endured. And she resolved it amicably. And everything fall into place. That's why a lot of cultivators of the way they come, different. Not everything is so blessed, so smooth sailing. A lot have to go through a lot of tests. And a lot of these causes and conditions that manifest has to do with our past karmic. The karmic conditioning manifests all this. Now, very good. Let's see, continue.
Yes, we learn from Brother Teo. Whatever situation that you encounter, just accept it with peace and just do whatever that you need to do lah. So no negativity.
Yeah.
So things will
turn around. Turn around. Because when you have the wisdom to develop the acceptance, you no more fear, no more negativity, and so you no more reactive, you no more blaming. You just accept. Condition like that, things will be like that. This is the reality. Then you act, understand? That's why she do her duty very well. And the doctor can see, understand? Because if you don't have that type of change or transformation, a normal putujana sure become afflicted on us. Then when they are afflicted, they cannot do their duty on us. They cannot develop the what they call the understanding to deal with all these things. Well, they will be worried. Then a lot of negative thought will manifest within the mundane mind. And because of that, most people cannot actually overcome the suffering that arises when first noble truth reality hit. But for her, different. She followed so long. She had the understanding. So she endured through acceptance, then after that, do her best to resolve all this amicably, following the Dhamma way, noble effort. That's why it brings about a lot of understanding for her. Then the daughter observed, can see. That's why she said she got faith. That's why come with the mother. Okay? Very good. Continue, Elsie.
Before I came to this retreat, actually I was hesitating also. I was actually out of track for a while. So to me, I feel that this is a, since we have already found a wise teacher, I will never give up. But it's just that I just stay aside for a while, you know.
Sadhu, yeah.
In this retreat, I feel very different.
Yeah.
So I think I'm very, my meditation is very quiet this time, and my awareness is how to say,
enhanced or more clear and more sensitive.
In a way, it's more clear. And more enhanced.
Yeah, enhanced. Yeah.
And during my sitting for the first few days, I think still some mental entrances.
Yeah.
So after the fifth day or sixth day, for the, until now, so I can sit through.
Oh, sadhu.
So yesterday encounter, Alicia asked to. To chant the
Junti
chanting.
Yeah.
So actually, when she put the music, and Sister Suyi writing on the board.
Yeah.
So before she write on the board, then my tears start flowing down.
Sadhu.
So then after that. My body vibrating, keep vibrating, so non-stop, flowing out. After that, so I just silent my mind, because I can't chant, continue to chant.
Just silent inside, relax, silent, maintain awareness.
So after that, so I was wondering whether, is it really my emotion?
Yeah, the thought will give you that type of thinking.
This evening, when I passed through the Junti Hall, so it was very heavy downpour.
Yeah.
So we just stand there with, I think, a few of Brother Chan and
Wai Fan.
So suddenly I feel the energy is so strong.
Oh, sadhu.
so strange, it was so strong, you know. Then I just go and bow. I say, is it very strange, first time I have this kind of experience.
Yeah. The nature know, but your thought cannot understand.
So I just bow.
Yeah.
Then it's even stronger.
Yeah.
Then again, so it's vibrating, again vibrating.
Yeah.
So that my tears come out again.
Oh, sadhu.
So after that, I pay respect. So I just left.
Sadhu. It activate inside. The next time you sit or lie down, you become very different. Yeah.
I think this afternoon when I do the lie down meditation, it was like very light. I think I lie down there, listening to the sharing for more than 1 hour.
Wow, sadhu.
So I felt the difference.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. When you can listen attentively in the awareness mode, lying down, means the sati build up already. Otherwise, you cannot become awake. You cannot maintain the awareness. Most people, if you are not able to stabilize the inner awareness, you will fall asleep. Very fast you will fall asleep. So what happened is good, Elsie, Sadhu.
Yeah, that's why I feel the difference
then
in
every time you feel the vibration or what, remember, relax into it. When you relax, you absorb, you draw. Otherwise, resistant. You don't relax, they are resistant. So not much can go in. But you relax, that thing, like what they call bomba pipe. You know what is a bomba pipe? The water power pressure very good. That thing like go in. like when they try to put out the fire, that stream of bomba by the jack, very powerful. So although this type of great beings, nature's manifestation, that's why the energy comes. Then after that you pay respect, then you start to develop the internal movement, the tears. Then that thing enhance, you realize, enhance. So what you need to do is relax into it, silent. Then sometimes you need to like sit down there and continue to let it move. Also can, don't be afraid. Nobody will laugh at you. Because sometimes if you know one, in the early day I know one. When I detect all this, then I know I have to silence and do the meditation. The internal nature will tell me, then I will just park my car somewhere and I just sleep or lie down and do the meditation. But people think I sleep. I didn't sleep. And you remember the Amitabha? I also park my car and silent. Then let the thing play, the awareness with it. Then you understand how Pure Land develops the cultivation. But it will stabilize your inner awareness until samadhi manifests. Okay?
Yeah, this time around the energy is very different.
Yeah. Very good.
So it's really a beautiful retreat. So I take this opportunity to thank Brother Teo. Pamasuri and the committee to make this retreat a success. And thanks to Sui and Brother Ching Hao and also Man Yen and Tammy, their clear and sweet voice. Thank you very much.
Sadhu.
I would like to pay respect to Brother Teo.
Can. Yeah. Sadhu. So Man Yen, a lot of joy. Yeah, she become very good at reading. And when she read, she also learn. Like Tammy earlier also say, this time very different virtue, the reading.
Good evening, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
This is still an all Kalimita.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel very blessed to be here.
Yeah, sadhu.
I also didn't expect that I could be here because I took long leave in February.
So not supposed to get approval, but she is here.
Actually, when I apply for this leave, my boss actually said, "I want to see you." But there wasn't much fear or
No more. Because you have the understanding, the stability.
Because I also remember Brother Teo taught us, be sincere and genuine.
Yeah, be sincere and genuine,
So since he said he wanted to discuss with me, I was at home.
Yeah.
So I thought he wanted to have video conferencing. So I said, okay, when are you free? He said, tomorrow, I want to see you face to face.
Oh,
you come to the office. So it was over a weekend, It was Friday, then so Monday I went to see him. But there wasn't any fear, lah. So when I met him, he looked happy. I mean, he wasn't like upset. So he asked me to sit down, and then he took out his calendar, and then he said, "Which day are you taking again, So when he said that, I was safe because he's not.
Not rejecting you. He just checked whether clash or not.
So that's why I feel very
sadhu, blessed. Very blessed. I rejoice.
And because why also? Because as Brother Teo said, you have been doing this retreat since 2013. For many years.
Yes.
And I remember, not all years I came. And there were certain years I only came half.
Yeah, half.
So that's why I feel blessed. But when I reach here, I feel that everything was nice.
Very conducive. Very tranquil, very still. And everything like very conducive. And you feel good.
Feel good. Like everything is going my way. Like that.
And you smile a lot this round.
Oh,
a lot of joy. All the kaimita were you like radiant.
I didn't.
You yourself cannot see, but people can see.
And I don't know. I just felt gratitude. That I have a teacher like Brother Teo. I felt gratitude for everything. The bed I sleep on, the toilet, the room.
The food and everything.
Everything. The weather not so cold this year.
Not so cold. More endurable.
So I was also given the opportunity along with Tammy to read. And this time when I read, I could understand what I read.
Yeah, very good. That's why it's very different now.
I remember last year when I read the last book by Brother Teo, Path to Nibbana. There was still something I cannot
understand.
But this time I read, I can understand.
Sadhu. Very good.
Maybe next year when I come, there will be another level.
Another stage of understanding.
But it's quite amazing now because like now it's already to me a lot of understanding. So if next year more understanding, then I don't know what it will be like.
Then you will actually fly.
But that is on my understanding.
Yeah.
I also realized that it's only from 2020 during the COVID.
MCO, COVID time.
That I actually do my cultivation like the puja and taking of the bodhisattva.
Very good. The religious routine.
But when it comes to lying down meditation, not really also.
No problem. Just let it be.
But I did start to monitor the feelings that arouse in me during my daily life.
That one very important. And you have transformed a lot. You have become more sensitive and you will become more understanding. Very different from last time. You do your duty very well. You take care of your mother, your father, all those things. Then even your brother and you less mocha. You know what mocha? Friction. So can see the joy in you, the harmony in your family. And your parent at that age is very blessed. 86 and 87. 85 and 86. Very blessed. You are at this age still mobile. Very good.
Thank you, Bhatio. In fact, the last few months, I begin to have some impatience with my mother because she's getting, but after this retreat, I think I will be able
because you must understand old people is like that. And when they go through this, some are younger than your parents already show that type of sign. People don't understand that they thought it's dementia and all those things. No, actually when they are very weak, then their consciousness actually drop down to that vibration that match the disease, understand? Those who have passed away. Then that time the karmic consciousness take over, they are not themselves. That's why they behave like very weird, erratic. Then you don't have to understand it, you become very impatient with them. So all this will manifest. And like you say, I remember you told me, after taking care of them, your auntie earlier on, and see how she really had the gratitude. And when she passed away, she actually let you inherit her car. Then you have a lot of joy. Then you start to understand old age, sickness, and pending there. And that reality become like clearer and clearer to you. So that is the very important understanding that you will develop, and it will prepare you to confront this reality. And so otherwise, you take for granted that when the time comes, you cannot accept what happened to your body. So now with all this, where you have gratitude, patience, understanding, then you become different. You do your duty. Because this is law of karma, nature. So when you do your duty, the parami and all the wholesomeness will come back to you. You will reap what you sow. So in future, you will have, maybe this life you don't get married, never mind. Future life when you get married, your children will be very beautiful. They will take care of you. They will be very understanding. So all this is how the law of karma manifests. You reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you reap the fruit of wholesomeness. So have faith in the nature's law of karma. Then you become very beautiful. Then, like you say, develop more and more gratitude, more and more understanding. Last time I remember, in the early year you come to the Dhamma class, you very moody one. You cannot tolerate a lot of colleague on. And the case in the Hasutta, throw foul. You know, then you ask how to deal with these people. Because that time you don't understand. Then later on, you over the years you develop that, and you become very different. My nature result, your last few years you develop a lot of joy, and you do your duty very well. Then you know how to handle your colleague, all those things, you know, based on the incident that happened and how you share. That's why the Dhamma can really give you the understanding to live and to act and to develop the Noble Eightfold Path quality to actually be a blessing to all. So law of karma is like that one. You can give people the understanding so that it prevents them from developing the fear, means the gift of faith, understand? The gift of trust. That one very powerful. You not only save one of these souls, when they are no longer fearful, worried, all their loved ones, they will not be affected. No, they will develop the joy together. No. But if that person hit by first noble truth reality, then they develop a lot of negative thought process, then they develop a lot of fear. Then in the office, you somehow, without consideration for anything, you give them more pressure or more stress. Then they may have suicidal thought. And it can trigger off the whole chain of negativity to arise. And that coming is not only you're not able to do anything to save that person, but because of your lack of sensitivity and healer, you actually tell them off and all things. Then it creates more condition for that person that is affected to actually become miserable. And when they are miserable, that individual's consciousness is very negative. When it's very negative, they not happy. Then the wife, the in-law, or whatever, the loved one, they can sense it or not, and they all will be worried about him. So from one, it affects so many. But you have the Dhamma and the understanding, you apply Noble Eightfold Path, then you make life better for them, then they develop the ability to be happy, joyful, then they have less stress. Then the family member all also develop their joy. So the gift of joy, the gift of happiness, the gift of fearlessness is a very high parami. So with Dhamma understanding, you can be a blessing to many and help reduce the collective consciousness negativity. Then the totality of consciousness, the movement, will start to improve, slowly, slowly improve. Very good.
Yes, Radio, that is very true.
Yeah, very
I
true.
Experienced that.
Oh, sadhu. Share.
I have this stuff that was quite difficult.
But
over the years, she mellowed down.
Yeah.
But there was one year that, you know, there was a lot of work in the, department. Somehow, she kind of like blamed me because I'm the supervisor. So she got so mad with me that the following year, she told my boss she don't want to report to me. She wrote to another manager. Which my boss agreed. But my boss also understand. He didn't fault me, you know. In fact, he said, you know what, you got one difficult stuff, you know. He didn't like scold me. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to change her to another manager.
Your manager not bad. Very considerate.
So I actually call her up. And I apologize to her. Even though I don't think I was.
Very good. No, whether you right or wrong not important. The moment you apologize, it actually break down the hatred one. Understand?
Because when I call her that time, she was still not happy.
At one
point, she was still like screaming at me. But I was calm. I apologized
to
her.
You have the patience to listen and attend and resolve it amicably. That's why it's something that you have developed. Sadhu.
So then, this year, she spent, I think, like more than 1 year with another manager. But the other manager is very good. Now she has to go leave the office to go to another place. She's taking no pay leave. But I got a very good surprise because before she went, she came to me, you know. And then she told me, you are the first person, I think maybe beside her own manager, that I'm going to tell you I'm taking 2 years no pay leave. Husband going somewhere. And then she said, don't tell anyone first. Too early. And then she said, she want to thank me. I was very surprised. She said, he had been very kind to me. And there were times that I was in total unhappiness.
Correct.
I didn't know.
Because of the suffering she is going through.
But you understood me.
You call her to say if I've done anything wrong or what, would like to apologize. That one actually moved them. Then later on, when they recover from their suffering, they reflect back, they know you are the one who really very tolerable and you can tolerate me and you are very kind to me. That's why he will tell you, is it? You help me. And all this is a natural unfolding because that was what you did. You never make life more difficult for her. And that's not, when she in that entanglement, you somehow put pressure on her, I tell you. Anything can happen. That's why he already like erupt already. When you apologize, he shouted. But that was within the spur of the moment. But later on when she recover, she turned around and apologized and come and thank you. That is what Dhamma is. And you will feel very good. Like you say, very surprised. So good ending, very good.
That was very unexpected. And maybe I can also describe my
meditation. Sadhu. Go ahead.
So I try my best to relax. I could feel my heartbeat. I cannot remember which
never mind, no need to remember which day.
So there was one time I felt, maybe it was this morning, really relaxed. And this morning when I wake up also, I feel good.
Feel good.
Feel very good.
I
have this pain in my
heel.
That remember last time you tried to help me, Sui. This morning when I got up, there was no pain. And then during one of those meditation, actually a few times, like the leg jerk
by itself.
Both legs jerk one after the other. Then this one like very funny.
Then
jerk by itself.
Like
let it be.
Yeah, because when you are relaxed, this thing will happen. Jerk. Jerk. When you are relaxed, then it jerk. Actually, it's the healing process, the thing that is trying to release whatever energy that is not flowing. So it will cause a jerk. Then release. Then you allow it to be, that is a good understanding. Then you will feel very good, very relaxed. Then your meditation, like, slowly settle in. In fact, initially, is this jerk that will let you relax further. Understand? Because these are like constriction, or something that is constricted, the chi cannot flow. Then when you relax enough, the awareness base, I won't call it the energy, awareness nature inside, even know how to actually heal you, then it move around, then it can trigger off this jerk and all those things. But later on, it will subside. Then you become more and more sensitive. Then the awareness of your heartbeat become more and more pronounced. Then later on, when you relax further into it, it will become more and more subtle. Then continue to silence until your mind enters sati. And then you will experience all those activity and movement, like magnify. Then when you come out of it, like your body and mind is already moving as one. Like what Tracy experienced. Want to put on lotion, right? Suddenly observe that activity of that hand that want to take the thing is with the awareness. No thought, nothing. That's why that experience is something that can trigger and become a reality. Then you have a lot of joy. Then you understand what sati is. Then every time you move your hand or you are in activity or movement, you realize the awareness is there. When the awareness is there, means what? You cannot think, understand? Because you can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware or you are lost in thought. That's how you become mindful, aware. Then all this mindfulness will pick up until you become very stable. Then you, from a heedless way of living, suddenly you develop the heedful way. Then you realize this heedful way is very soothing, very like conducive for you to live life, like Cindy, they all, and even those who have gone through, they tell you a lot of what they call joy in life. You feel very light, you feel very tranquil, very peaceful, and the mindfulness give rise to such mind state that can make you understand a lot of things. Then like you say, 360 degree change. Understand? Completely, the character, everything, by itself it will change, because you can see, then you understand what is going on. Then like Alicia said, all the deluded, heedless thinking in the past, they are like caught in the mundane psychological thinking, you are playing the game of suffering. That one, not the way to live life. That's why they will have the understanding, the moment the wrong thought arises, the yoniso manasikara will come out. In her case, it's very strange. The yoniso manasikara say, enough. You have tormented me long enough. Disappear. But he saw. And based on my sharing, the teaching, what are wrong thoughts? Thought that condition your fear. Then she saw. This thought has been haunting her in the past. That's why lead to depression. Suicidal thought. And the immune system all affected, gastric, everything. Then when she listened to the Dhamma, understand that the cause of suffering is sakaya ditti that caused her to grasp, then she like wake up. And when she is influenced by sakaya ditti, the evil root arise, the mental hindrance arise, the negative thought arise. And she can see very clearly, over 16 years or more cannot see. Like Auntie Gumai, 2 years only, she tell me, gratitude. 不用解释 what is suffering. I was in that state for 2 years, you see. Everything understood. Because the funny thought, the thinking become very negative. And that one really, cocoon or thought keep on repeating and telling you the wrong thing. That is how the Dhamma can actually bring forth the understanding and transform her. Then the moment she straightened her view and decided to change, a lot of very positive things manifest. That's why after that, chase after Sui An for the talk and other things. That's how she actually developed the what they call very strong intention to learn this teaching, where she can see the possibility, the light at the end of the tunnel. Never before can somebody explain to her why she become like that, her condition or thing. Then everything I share on the first and second number two actually mesh what happened to her. No? That's why they start to have this understanding that this teaching is very unique. And they go all out, day and night listening, traveling also listening. Lao Bengfi also starts to carry the video around. You also listen everywhere. Go Tibet also listen. At home also listen. Very good. Continue.
And I think it's the clock. I can hear the
ticking. Yeah, can the ticking.
Okay.
Very good.
I think that's about all about. But yeah. I, arising from this retreat, I like Alicia lah. I make 2
wow. Oh, wow! Sadhu. So very good.
So the first one is exactly like Alicia.
Yeah.
She said sadhu. To you know to learn under Milafor
when yeah, Milafor.
When he appeared during the next asana.
Yeah, sadhu. Wow, that is beautiful. Yeah.
And the other one is because I have not been diligently doing it, I'm going to do the meditation. And I mean, the least will be 20 minutes every day, the formal. Yeah. Beside the daily mindfulness, and daily mindfulness last time was just focusing, monitoring the thought, feeling.
The thought.
Now I like the rest, like the movement. I also want to pay attention to that.
Sadhu, very good. Sadhu.
And then one more final one more, which I want to share because I think it brought a lot of joy to me and also to my father. So that morning when I left the house to take the bus to come here, my father came down. He was sleeping. I told him I'm leaving early, and I told him you don't have to get down, come down lah. But he came down anyway. And he stood by the doorway. So, brother, I never heard my parents before. Never. Because not a practice. So, my brother was there. I just hugged him.
You give him a lot of joy.
After I released him, I can see,
His joy inside him.
He was smiling. He was like looking down and smiling like joy.
A lot of joy. That's why these are the small things when you have goodness, understanding, you can give them joy, understand? When they are at that age, not easy to make them happy until like that. That's why you have to have the understanding. Small thing. Actually, when you do it sincerely, they know one. And never before, their daughter, Manjuan, Oh, very good. This sharing is very good. That's why in life, your noble eightfold power, small thing, can help a lot of people. Their mood, everything. The way you talk to them, the way you communicate to them, and the way you go about living your life, you can make a person happy and unhappy, because especially if they are your parent. So develop the understanding, like in my sharing of that book, if you appreciate what your wife have contributed and all that, then speak in a very sincere and candid way and thank them. Ah, honey, I think you did a good job. You sacrificed so much for the family. I really rejoice and I would like to thank you. Maybe you deserve a dinner or whatever. Well, they feel very good and they are appreciated. Understand? When a person feels the appreciation and like being loved, they really very happy. When your loved one suddenly talk to you very nicely, you also will be surprised. Then if you know that they are sincere, wow, you're full of joy. Even at night also cannot sleep. That thought, wow, my husband today talked to me so nicely, respect me, and praise me, and appreciate what I did and how I contribute to the family unit. I tell you, that is the joy you can give them. Instead of take for granted, like machine gun, everything also complain. This bosong attitude, understand? When you have the Dhamma, you will never do that, understand? But it hurts people, understand not? And that is not a human being, understand? A human being will never harm and hurt people. Because you undertake the training rule, first precept is what? Abstain from killing and harming fellow beings. So how can you harm them through your very crude type of speech, understand? Harsh speech, frivolous speech, then sometimes it's backbiting, all those things. Then all this become like a habit that you cannot actually turn around. Well, you have done it so often until that mundane mind has become so conditioned. Well, there is no love, there is no Dhamma, there is no appreciation of life, no contentment, nothing. And because of that, selfish thinking, selfish emotion, this one will be your character. And when you do that, your karmic negativity will become very, very severely affected. Then it will come back and haunt you. Then in future, you kena from people. People also take you for granted, gasa you, taruh you, and all the very good type of speech you will receive back. You reap what you sow. Very good, Manya Sadhu.
Thank you very, very
you.
Much,
Brother
Teo.
Yeah,
and also to the organizing committee.
Pushing, waiting along the line. Oh, waiting for chanting, okay. What time? Can. Can. Okay, do it now.
Yeah.
Continue their chanting or what? Yeah, I go to washroom first.
Thank you. Shanti Swaha. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Very good, sadhu. Okay. Thank you for the chanting. So, you want to chant any Pali? Pali on? You want to chant any? No need. Continue sharing. Okay. Who wants to share? Okay. Watching. Watching. Sorry. Can. You want tissue?
阿弥陀佛, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kayamitas.
阿弥陀佛, yeah.
My heartfelt gratitude to the Triple Gem, all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Mahasattvas, and the more protectors in the Dandavasis. And of course, our wise teacher, Brother Teo. And of course, I want to also kind of show my deep expression, appreciation and thanks to the committee members of this retreat, and also the IT members that always make the best of the Zoom session that myself and others benefited as well.
Sad.
Matthew, the reason I request for this chanting of the mantra, because somehow this energy inside has to come out.
Yeah, sadhu.
So, I also don't know how to chant very well.
Never mind.
But the energy
keep coming out,
and it's become louder and louder.
Then
my whole body, especially the hand, was vibrating and all. And then it's like, the voice getting shaky.
So
I told Sister
Amy,
you have to continue.
Sadhu.
The first day I came here on this retreat, 24th of April, we had the gathering in the evening.
And
Brother Teo started doing the talking. I felt the energy, the vibration so strong.
Sadhu.
And then after that, it got stronger and stronger. Because the chanting downstairs also started. So I wanted to find a space where I can have less vibration. So I walked around. I didn't walk around, but I walked around here to find a space that has less vibration, you know. But I couldn't find. Everywhere is the vibration, you know, brother. The energy is so strong. So I have to lie down, you know.
Lie down is the best.
The energy is too strong, you know. It's like making me very uncomfortable.
That's why later on, when you go through this, because their nature's energy is very strong. I remember in the early years, it came until I cannot take it, because it's so strong. Then that time, you know why? Because I just located the thing and I just actually developed the ability to melt into the gateway. Then after that, my mundane mind, I think, later only collapsed. So during that time, a lot of these great beings, nature and energy, they want to help my nature to actually move. So what happened was, the energy that come was so strong, I need to learn how to relax deep into it. Otherwise, cannot take it. But then, later on, after I develop the ability to relax into it, I find that all this energy continue to melt inside. And I start to develop the understanding that they meant good. But sometimes when you are not ready, it's too strong. But never mind. Silence your mind and relax into it. Then if it's like too strong, you just express your gratitude. Thank you. for your guidance, protection, and blessing. Then after that, you continue to develop the gratitude, the kanan. Then after that, you silence your mind again, relax deep into it. Then I remember after about 2-3 months, this one stabilized. Then after that, that type of energy like no longer so strong. It's like you can handle already. Then you just allow it to melt inside. Then my whole movement internal become like enhanced. Then after that, a lot of things happen inside. Then I continue to relax. I continue to maintain awareness, silent. That is how you can cope and manage all this very strong nature's vibration from the great being, because they have already cultivated so long. So it's like they want to give, but the amount that come is too strong for your initial nature to receive. You are not stable yet. Not to say you are not stable, you cannot be in that position to receive that. Then you will know. It's like come and let you understand that this is the process. So if you understand in future, when you come out to share and teach, you can guide people. That's why she first time mentioned this, the energy is too strong. So she has to release it out. So through chanting or saying, you can also release it out. Otherwise, you have to radiate out to metta or whatever. But then, if you know how to relax into it and let it subside, that is the best. Then you will later understand how to deal and cope. Then in between, a lot of transformation will happen. Then you experience all these type of various great beings, nature's manifestation. For me, I remember at that time, Kuan Yin and then Maitreya. Then after that, somehow or other, I stabilized. Then because of my past understanding, that come back to me, I know how to deal with it, I know how to cope with it. That's why within 2 months, everything subside back. Then I become normal again. The third phase, Kan San, Yusu San. Then I continue with my cultivation. At that time, nobody came and see me. Nobody disturbed me. So I was with my own nature, moving, doing. I still live life that time, although I retire early. But I connect 35 now. I retire 47 now. That was 12 years ago. And during that 12 years, my transformation keep on happening. And nobody can understand unless they do this type of what they call awareness-based meditation and develop this type of understanding. There's a reason why after that, after I retire, the causes and conditions arise. I retire 2001 now. Because I had this I don't call it adhitana. I just have this thought, the pure thought, that I tell myself, after I retire, I will do what I like to do and good at. The first one is investment. You really won't believe. Initially, for a few months, I follow my classmate from PJ. He come and fetch me, take me down to his office in KL. It's a broking firm. Then, after that, I just say, how nice if the broking house can come to my SS2 office. You really won't believe. They really came, RHB Investment Bank. Set up one now. Then there is no way I can go there because I'm not a remisier. But the Hong Leong Bank that came over and opened a branch, I was the first to go there and open an account. And because I deposited quite a lot of money, I was a priority customer, first one. No? So the branch manager, very smart. No? The moment he heard the staff told me, hey, we got one priority banking customer. He came and looked at me. And he talked to me. He said, Mr. Teo, do you have time? He said, I would like to invite you over to my room. We can have coffee. I said, no problem. I went in. He talked to me, you know. He got a shock, no, I retired so early. Then after that, we talked. Then he said, what do you do? How come you can manage to retire so early? Oh, I said, my children all grew up already, simple life, yeah? Contentment. Then after that, he talked about investment, no. I told him, I want to open an account to trade at RHB Investment Bank, no. Then, as a priority customer, he can tailor-make for me. You know. And he do something that is out of the norm. You know. Actually, the bank will not tie up with the broker and allow you to buy automatic transfer money in, sell automatic transfer money back to my account. You know. Then he realized, I know how to invest. You know. So he asked me, how long have you been investing? Oh, I said, since I graduated. Then he said, huh? Now that means you have gone through the cycle. Oh, then keep on talking, until he very, very, amazed. Then he remembered my name. Then after that, this Hong Leong Bank is actually next to the broker firm that came over. And because of that, the GM, you know, like they want client, they come down and talk to the branch manager. Say, can you recommend some of your high net worth client? The branch manager straight away remember my name. No? He said, Alan, you go and contact this Mr. Teo. He said, he is very experienced. He retired very early. So this Alan, find out my detail, everything. Get his vice president for investment on they call to get client on. So he sent his PR staff as usual lady Then he came and called me Then after he called me I said never mind I got my classmate, I got my reminder. Then he know that my reminder is in KL no. Then this guy, Alan, very smart. No? He know must get me, you know, because the branch manager praised me like anything. Then he told the RM, he said, you must go and talk to Mr. Teo. He said, go. 2-3 times, no? I said, never mind. Then the fourth time, he very smart. He asked him near Christmas time, near the New Year, send me a bottle of wine. Then I said, no, I don't know you. He said, don't worry. My branch head of branch, he said, he really wants to establish understanding and contact with you. I said, that's why this one, no string attached on, he said, don't worry. He said, they really give it to their client and their high net worth client. Then I say, oh, haladera. I say, okay. You tell Alan. I say, I will see him when I'm free. Then after 2 weeks, she called me again. I say, oh, haladera. Okay. This Saturday, your investment bank open or not? He said, for your sake, the office will come back and work, he said. And I went there, you know what he did or not? He called all his girls and all those things, all the head, together sit in the room and talk to me. You know. He said, Mr. Teo, we need you. We need investor like you who have this type of experience and understanding so that we can grow our business and all those things. And I look at him. I say, I am nobody. You know. I retired, but I don't even have a remainder license. He said, no need. He said, whatever you want, you let us know. I said, my classmate there, he gave me a separate terminal, you know, where I can look at the prices, do what I like. You know. Then the office facility, all very convenient. No problem. I don't give you a terminal, I give you a room with it. Wow, is that God like that or not? Give me a room. You know. Then I said, oh, you mean free? Yeah, free, is it? Yeah, I said, okay, lah, you like that. Then within 3 days, he called me again. Mr. Teo, your room is ready. Can you come over? Hey, then I saw all the phone, the terminal, everything, and one very nice room given to me free. You know. I said, anytime you can come, I will make you an associate. Then all your trade, I got, you call what? They don't call it commission. No. What they call that right there? No, it's the commission that they receive, they discount back to you. Because we might still get 0.4, 40%. But he gave me only a rebate, there were rebate, 25%. No? But I was full of joy already. Because other place don't give me, my classmate also don't give me. Then I said, God like that? I said, okay. So because he's so sincere. No? So I told my classmate, I think I will not come to your place. I go to SS2 opposite. So I walk over. No? My wife every now and then morning will follow me. Then afternoon we together go for lunch every day. So it was so beautiful. No? Then he told me, he said, Mr. Teo, you want to come here? The room is here. You want to at home also can. He said, I will tell my girl, two girls now, he said, the dealer. He said, morning before night, call Mr. Teo. See whether he wants to do any transaction or check anything or not. Then before the close, call. Then afternoon, open, call. Before the close, again, call. No? Then I said, wow, such good service. And he said, this line is one special list line for me. You know. Whenever I call in, it will go through. Because this number, you don't give to other client. I just don't believe that this thing happened. Because of my pure wish. Then I do what I like to do there. You know. Then 3 years later, Yun Chan come. 2004. Then I like to do Dhamma sharing and all things, provided the condition. That's why everything falls into place. You never believe one. Your pure thought is very, very powerful. It causes things to arise. Where got meaning? The Hong Leong Bank also same. No? I have to go to Taman Tun. They only have private banking service there. No? So at Taman Tun, I asked them whether any branch in PJ or SS2 were nearer, I don't have to go there. Then the officer, I said, there is a newsletter that they are going to open a branch in SS2. Wow, I said, go like that. Then I said, okay, I will go there and open. So that's how I end up. The bank come, the broker come. I didn't do anything. I said, no. You really don't believe. And this type of thing happened. And I get to do what I like to do. You know. But this is my interest, my passion. Just now, Brother Wong said, Chanda, Chanda, you know? Your passion, things that you like. So it will unfold. You know. That's why I say nature, you can never understand unless you are in this field, this cultivation. It just causes things to arise. You know. And at times, I dare not use this pure vision because there was one incident. One of my good, very close friends, another engineer from JKR, the early days when I worked, we become very good friends, family friends. Then suddenly he visited me after many years. So. Then he asked me, you want to go to Pansy Island or not, Pangkor? Then I said, oh, can. I said, Then he said he has to look for people to actually make the booking, reservation, everything. I said, no need. I know the owner's son. I said, because he did a project under me. And this guy, the project, the one that run the resort, you know, Pansy Island, run by who? Huh? YTL, no? Oh, and his son, one of the son, youngest one, I think. I think Michael Yeo, I forgot it. He actually did one of my projects, no? Then he was like, he know that I'm very sincere and I very like helpful and I'm a very good engineer. So you know what he told me or not? He actually want to help me make some money. At that time, he came and asked me, do you buy share? I said, of course lah, because I like to invest. Then he said, he hinted to me, you go and buy this share. He said, this one, something is going on. He said, then I didn't buy. Then a few weeks later, he called me, did you buy or not? I said, no, I didn't buy. Okay, we do like that. He said, you buy for me, I pay you the money first. I said, cannot. Like that, dangerous. So after that, because of what he said, I go and buy. At that time, not much money. I buy 20 lot, very cheap. And you know what happened? That stock fly like anything. Because it was their reverse takeover company that they want to build it up and become their vehicle later on. Then the privatization of the Tenaga thing, you know, what PP? What you call that? PPP? No. The electricity supply. No. Independent IPP. Sorry, IPP. I bought that time 80 cents. Then when it went up to about 160, I very happy already. Double already. So I sold. You know what happened after I sold? Went up to 6 something. But over the years, not immediate. Then I realized, wow, what a waste. People are so kind to me. But he keep my phone number. Well, after that, I resigned from that company. And for about 8 years, I never see him already. Then suddenly, when I told my friend that I know this guy, but I cannot find his phone number. I cannot find his phone number. Yes? I don't keep contractor's phone number. When I need, I pass to my secretary, then they call. Then suddenly, you really don't believe. The phone call ring. The son called me after 8 years. Then he said, Mr. Teo, how are you? He said, good. How come you got my number? He said, my house number. Oh, he said, I got way of finding you. And he said, your big company. So then he said, have you received the news? I said, what news? He said, the project we do at the hostel, residential hotel, 600 students, catch fire that afternoon. The student ladies block, catch fire. He said, now still burning. He said, you can still go and see. So I went and see. I felt so bad because of my pure vision. I caused him to call me. Unless that fire, he will not call me. Because when the fire occurred, the university checked that he is a contractor, they have to call him. Then they notify him to come over and have a look. Then he called me. Then I told him, don't worry, that university has insurance, all covered on you, don't worry. Then after that, he said, when free come out for lunch or catch up, then I remember that Pansy Island. Then I talked to him. I said, I need your help. I said, he said, what is it? I said, you all own Pansy Island. He said, yeah. Oh, you want to go? Come. He said, come to my office. My secretary will handle everything. Then I went to the site, I saw the burning, I felt so bad where I cause the causes and conditions to arise so that he call me, you know. Otherwise, he won't call me on. Then I cause things to arise. And what struck me was that I near to exam time, you know, university. I felt so bad, you know. Then, like I explained to you all, later on, I know there are causes and conditions behind. They are just the way they are. And there's nothing to do with me. It's pure wish. But I tell myself, no, if I can avoid this, I will avoid this. No. And you know what I did after that? All my pure wish, I qualified, you know, unless it's for the good of the many, don't manifest. I say, oh. And after that, until now, no such problem. It's still costing to arrive, but doesn't harm or affect anybody. That's why this type of thing, you really can never believe it's really something that manifests. And it keeps on showing it to me, you know, at that time. Like you can have the ability, the costing to arise. But it must be pure wish based on no negativity. So all this is what Dhamma is, what the cultivation is. How did I come to here? It was Po Cheng reporting. Then how did I come to here? No, before that, there is a reason why I share that. Oh, correct. Then I was explaining initially very strong, I was saying. That's why all this, after you go through, you understand or no. Then you can share with people, no. If not because of this condition, I won't be talking about all this. It's meant to be. People have to have the understanding. And that this is something, is it? That is what it's like, 9:15. You better continue, summarize.
I haven't even started. How to summarize?
Okay, since last night, we spent more time. Okay, you continue. Can, no problem. Yeah, sleep at 11 also, no problem. Okay, not so loud. The volume down a bit. You better start.
So we continue, right?
Continue, yeah.
So funny.
lower the volume a bit. Okay, yeah.
Okay, Brother, precisely what you shared, because the vibration I could see coming everywhere, So I look for a place to rest so that I can, like you said, relax into it.
Yeah.
So when I rest on the bench, it's really very comfortable for me, you know. And then until the vibration no more, you know, around here, you can see the vibration, the, you know, it even goes to my ear because it's the sound, you know. The sound. So I rested on the bench and it feels a lot better, you know, that I don't have like difficulty in vibration. And then subsequently, the rest of the retreat, I was like so tired, must rest, you know.
It's
like,
not must rest, you want you to meditate.
Meditate with the heart, all the time, you know. Yeah.
To develop the ability to regulate all this, understand?
Correct.
You are Neo, that's why all this will happen.
So I just have to lie down let the vibration do its work.
Correct, otherwise it's too strong, strong.
Yeah, then although I don't see the phenomena anymore, I only see on the 24th of April, but the subsequent day, I just have to very tired, must rest.
Silent your mind.
So just let the...
They want you to meditate because all this, like I said, all the great beings, including the Samasambuddha, their nature are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way, understand? That's why they keep on coming on. And they know you can receive. They keep on radiating on, ever radiating. So initially it's like, after a while, like too strong. But be patient. bear
initially
with it.
It was like very strong, very strong. Yeah. So I lie down, rest, and then just relax into it, and then it just becomes less and less strong.
You know, it will regulate itself,
Then subsequent days, like I'm like, have to just lie down and lie down.
Silence everything. Let the nature move.
So, Brother Teo, so this is the kind of experience I had for this retreat. It's very different from previous retreats. So every experience is always different.
Yes.
So you cannot expect anything. You cannot imagine anything, you know.
You cannot repeat yourself.
Your mind.
You keep on evolving. Then you will go through a lot of things. That's why I told last time, Kayamita, especially in video, I say, the thing that my nature went through, now 30 over years, there are so much things that you have understood now. No condition, you cannot share, because this thing, people can never fathom and understand. And you share too early, no condition, people will have the wrong thought. No such thing. More fantastic than fairy tale. But the truth is, all these manifestations, fairy tale also not fantastic enough. This is beyond your wildest dream. Actually, more profound than fairy tale. Fairy tale is nothing. Whatever you can go and think believe that this is fantastic, what manifests is even more fantastic that you can never fathom. Unless you take this path, this way, then you start to witness, keep on witnessing. Then all this transformation, everyone is different. But if you go the right cultivation, whatever they go through, the movement is similar one. Understand? Not exactly the same. They may approach it differently, they may experience differently, but the end result is the same one. That wisdom that arise, that understanding, it will happen by itself. The approach is different, but that final result is the same one. That's why she went through, she know what. Every time he report, then I explain, then he realized that was what she realized also. But she used her own words, understand?
Yes. What Brother Teo said was very true. It's always like matching, you know, matching the Dhamma is the characteristic of the Dhamma is similar, you know. So it's like what Brother Teo always teach, you know. Yeah. So like you said, you know, we can experience it here and now, sanditiko, akaliko, ehipasiko, opanahiko, and then pachetang. So the wise one can experience it for themselves, you know. So much gratitude to Brother Teo for being able to help me, guide me along the path of this Bodhisattva path. And this Bodhisattva vows is so amazing, you know. Without that vow, I think I cannot connect so quickly and able to move as quickly as I aspire it to be. Actually, my aspiration is, I mean, I don't know, that words I use is very simplified, you know. It's like, I want to make sure that in this life, I'm able to be safe, you know, Brother Teo, be safe. But this safe thing is like too simplified, Brother Teo. So that was my aspiration in the beginning, you know, that I want.
You haven't connected.
So that is the kind of vow that I have. Very simple. You know, I just want to be safe, you know, my cultivation, you know, so that the next life I come, I won't be like kalang kabut, so chaotic, you know.
No need to go through all the delusion, mental movement, and also unnecessary suffering.
Correct. So I felt that. I always tell Brother Teo the Bodhisattva vow really helped me, guide me. You know, like Brother Teo said, the great thing is always ever-radiating for the cultivators of the way, you know. Yeah. Although I don't see them, but I can feel the
no
energy.
Need to see them.
I can feel the energy, you know. Just like I saw Brother Teo's energy.
I
don't know what you call that, the light coming from the heart, coming to my heart. You know,
and
it's like
the
so
mind-to-mind transmission. It depends on you. If you have the affinity and the connection, you will receive it. And sometimes, even if you sit here, without you knowing it, this nature's energy, which is very, very different, very different, wisdom energy, if you listen on your heart, it go in already. Then, very funny, like song came to know. After a while, you think you haven't learned anything. Then, all of a sudden, the way you read the Dhamma again, or you hear the Dhamma again, the understanding become very different. Like you have developed the understanding so much more. Like everything become clear to you.
Brother, my experience is this. Every time I open the book, right? I read it before. But I say, how come I have not seen this word before? And then it said, how come I can understand it? My experience. Every time I read the book, it's like I have not read the book before. And the understanding is like, I understand it. How come?
Because that thing already activated.
But it looks new to me. Like pristine. How come so new? How come I don't have memory of I reading it before? That's a strange thing, And since we talk about this, right, Brother Teo, since this year, I suddenly, my mind, don't have understanding of what is your teaching.
Very good.
How come I don't know this? What is this? my memory gone,
You remember there is one Wuxia Xiaoshua show, Zhang San Feng, he tried to teach that Zhang Mo Ge, you remember? He teach him the Tai Chi, Jian Fa, understand? Then he developed himself, Xin Chuang. Then he show him one time, And this Zhang Mo Ge, actually gifted one, he can learn very fast. Then when he learn all the movement, he realized the more he learn, the more he forget all the Zhao Si. Then after that, he suddenly report to Zhang San Feng. He said, 全部忘了, mean all the steps that he saw, he said, all forgotten. Zhang San Feng said, that is the correct one. 没招式了, means you don't use the thought to remember the movement. It has become a part of you. Then, he became like expert in the Tai Chi Jian Fa. Now you go and watch the Wuxia Xiaoshua. Is it Tu Long Tao? Not Tu Long Tao. Zhang Mo Ge. Not Tu Long Tao. You go and see. When you cannot remember anything, 就是没有招了. That is the time you have understood. It's not memory. You cannot hold on this to memory. Don't remember. Because when there is 没有 Dhamma, 就是 you are the embodiment of the Dhamma. Because you know why? Why I have to ask you, why did I come to here? Well, my memory is not grasping. It cannot hold on. But you don't worry. You cannot forget your name, your bank account, your wife. That one you won't forget. Understand? Because that is mechanical memory. Understand? But psychological memory, you cannot hold it. Like all this so-called Dhamma or what, you cannot hold already. Got condition from the heart is manifest, spontaneous. Then no condition. But you know what to do. Then when people are like chewy or what, ask that type of very difficult question, the nature will know how to answer one. Straight away you come out. That is the real wisdom. Because not to memory. They said, now you cannot remember, it's sad to you.
Yeah, cannot remember. They said, how come I cannot remember this? How come I cannot remember this? When I read the book, how come I never read this book? I thought I've done it, do the transcript. How come I don't remember all these things? Something strange, But I never bother with it. So I said, well, ask Brother Teo when
Because that is the way wisdom unfolds. But the moment you encounter it, or somebody read, or I read, I straight away understand. Then from here it manifests or not. That's like straight from the heart. The title of the purple book, straight from the heart. Unique Dhamma code.
Sadhu, for the explanation. Sadhu. So I was thinking something wrong with my
no,
brain.
No, not something wrong.
Okay. What did I say?
Yeah. It's like that one. You don't write it down. The thing here, like non-grasping, nothing there.
Yeah. So, okay, but anyway, Brother Teo, I talk about the retreat. Okay. So every day I just lie down, very tired, rest, you know. But the heart is beeping, you know. Sometimes I hear, sometimes I don't hear, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's the whole day, it's like, dung-dung-dung-dung, la-la-la, like that, you know, dung-dung-dung, you know. It's like, what did I learn, you know, in this retreat, you know, at the end of the
Monday? Go to the Monday mind, I tell you, that fellow will create havoc for you.
But Brother Teo, this form of mind, Monday mind, not so...
Not like last time.
Yes, already. Not like that. Although it has the question, you know, what am I doing in this retreat? Lying down, you know, resting and not learning anything, you know, like that. Sometimes hear, sometimes don't hear, you know, that kind of thing, you know. But anyway, when I wake up, I do my things, I was full of joy, you know.
Yeah,
like the kitchen, all the people so nice, everybody is in a teamwork, everybody smiling, you know, people Sister Padmasuri is so different, smiling, you know, helping out, asking questions.
Yeah.
Can I help you carry? I say, huh? Okay. You know, it surprised me, Brother Teo, you know. Yeah.
You see the
She's
joy.
Like a discipline master, very strict one, no?
Yeah. That was the old Padmasuri.
Yes. Totally changed, you know.
Totally changed,
Yeah.
Last time, towards the end of the retreat, cry or no? Then ask for forgiveness, everything. And now cheerful.
Yes.
Last few years, you see the big difference. Last time, disciplined master. That was the correct word. Then sometimes, talk to me also. This guy, you may tell this one. I say, sorry.
Very scary, we must avoid her.
not to say avoid, where she is the way.
No, previously.
Yeah, she is the way she is. No, previously also. That's why finally I told her. Then one day, very funny, meant to be. I went to the Thursday class at her house. Then got conditioned to talk about that thing. Then he really heard it. Then after that, she changed. That is, like you say, very. He got a, what they call, very stubborn means what, in Mandarin. Means, but like my sister, like that one, don't want to change one, that view one, very strong one, then you say anything also, they just keep quiet. But they don't want to change. So they got this type of character, is from the past. Then that example I give was very good. He wake her up. Then after that she came and approached me and asked for forgiveness. Then he said, now she knows where he went. And from there onward, she changed.
Sister Padmasuri for the past 2 years, very, very different. Very different.
The last three or four retreats.
Very different. This year, she's always smiling. Ask her
even the last retreat, Sui An not around. Also. He said, never mind, Brother Teo. He said, I will get Song Day all to come in. And he handled it so well. She suddenly developed the understanding and the confidence. Then everything, he also now come back and ask me. He want to resolve issue. He need to ask me, seek my advice and talk. Then I will advise her. Then she will do now. Not like last time. Got her own idea. So a person, when he has the understanding and the Dhamma, they will change for the better. Very good.
So everybody in the kitchen working together so beautifully, you know, Brazil. It's like automatic, naturally,
And a lot of harmony.
A lot of harmony.
And they develop a lot of rapport with the kitchen staff.
That's why
you see Alicia hug Kamlanche. Padmasuri will hug Kamlanche. Not like Manuel hug the father. This one is not parent, also hug.
Like Sister Man Yuan also changed a lot.
Changed a lot.
Last time very stern.
Yeah, very stern.
Now, every day smile.
Joyful.
Yeah,
joyful.
Yeah, yeah. Then Sister Karen, Sister Tammy, all smiling, you know.
The now become Kai Sing Kuo.
Yeah, Kai Sing Kuo, yes, correct. Then Sister Tracy, Casey, Brother Casey, all very helpful, you know. And then
you
even the new...
You forgot Bing Wee. He smiles a lot though, nowadays.
Yes, yes. Bing Wee all the time smiling when I brought you. He got a good life.
This retreat different. This retreat, she really have the...
Although he's suffering from what the cause. But he is recovered and very happy today. Huh? Sadhu. Yeah. Then like Brother Casey, Brother Yip. Fantastic, you know, Brother Dio. You know why? When we were doing the filling up the water, right?
Yeah.
So dark, cannot see. Wow, suddenly the light shines at us, you know, give us the light to see how we see the water.
Yeah.
And when we look up at him, he didn't say a single word. No,
yeah, Brother Dio. Yeah. And do you know, he is the one that checked the water and carry to replenish.
He's the one. Sadhu. Yeah.
Because I know, he also do, but there was one day when I was filling the water, he asked me, no more water. Then I think suddenly he realized somebody put there already, a new one replenished already. So these are the things, and they do very willingly, you know.
You mean Brother Kwa also, is it? Water. Brother Teo is talking about water. Brother Kwa, is it? Sadhu. Yeah. So everybody is like in harmony, doing the job so well, so together, you know, Brother Teo. So I was very amazed. This is the first retreat, in fact, you know, that I see the harmony in everybody, you know, Brother Teo. Even the new one, you know. Wow, so helpful. Everybody like doing together, you know.
Yeah.
The washing, you know, washing of the plates. And even the new, like Brother Fong.
Emily. Oh, she very happy. Mop floor.
Yeah. She's also very helpful. Yeah. And then all the guys, right? Yeah. Because the water spilled at night, right? So first night, Brother Kwa was the one that took the mop out to mop the floor, you know, so that nobody trip, you know, or slip. And then the second night was Brother Yip, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you see, all these people, huh? No complaint, no nothing, you know. Just do the work, you know. Mindfully, Brother Teo.
That's so why you remember what I tell you. No? If you have the Dhamma, there will be harmony. You remember? Yeah. When there is no harmony, means no Dhamma.
Yeah.
Again,
means
everybody starts to develop the selfishness. Already. That's why there is no harmony, no peace. So always remember, when you echo and flow, there is harmony. You don't resist. Whatever you resist is your mundane mind creating the resistance. Means you want things your way. You cannot accept what is and what happened. Then you continuously develop that into very negative, what they call wrong thought. That's why with that, you cannot move. Then for Alicia, like she shared, she just do her duty. Yes. She know in the early years she benefited from what people do, all the other committee members. Then she benefited and she transformed. And after that, the last few years, she always asked, tell me, this is what you do. Well, you spend more time in the kitchen, take care of the kitchen, and let people have more condition and opportunity to do the meditation and all that. Because she really know. Then like this retreat sharing, he said, he just do her duty, understand? That is the understanding. And they no longer like want to have this type of what they call desire to actually like participate in the retreat and want to, they themselves want to have a lot of time to meditate. Because when you don't understand, you do all this, it will not help you. But when you have the right understanding, you do your duty, that parami is very great. Because when she do her duty, the retreat went on very well. And everybody developed the conducive environment to go through the retreat. Then there's a lot of joy and all that. That's why all this will bring forth her virtue and her nature to another level. Yes. When you understand the Dhamma, you're willing to sacrifice and you just do your duty. You remember she said sick. She almost wanted to go back because she just the husband called and all those things. But she persevered. Then I think kitchen also helped. I think come lunch. Hey, Lei hai in charge. Lei moi lam. Because of that, the nature knows it's the duty. You will endure, you will do. Then everything turn around. Then one day he said, I think I need to rest. Yes, was affecting her. I said, go and rest. Immediately go and rest. Then later on, next morning, I saw her recovered already. See? All this is part and parcel of understanding, and the nature will heal you. Then causes and conditions will arise on because of the special Kayamita force and the Kayamita sincerity. And all this add up to the collective consciousness. Then at this retreat, our collective consciousness and the Kayamita force very important. Then you all are with me, 8 to 9 days. Do you know, without you knowing it, that nature's vibration already out. So how much you receive depends on your cultivation and your ability to draw.
I see the energy from her. So strong, you know.
Only those who have the condition can receive. Well, this one is not me, understand? This is the nature. And the nature will know. That's why all these people cannot understand. And spiritual tree, when they travel, when they are with me, the collective consciousness in the bus, in the hotel we stay. And here, like even, we don't have to shift hotel, move anymore. We are here 8 to 9 days. And you have the faith that nature's movement actually is doing its work without you knowing it. Understand? So have faith. Then a lot of things will come. Of course, it's not my nature alone. A lot of great beings' nature, you all have affinity. That's why you see the, what they call, gan ying, the thing that they felt. And inside, no, but the thought doesn't know. So all this, you will learn. Yeah, continue.
Sadhu, Bradio, am I taking too much time? Because
you have to summarize and end.
So, because I wanted to say a little bit about my cultivation in a format.
That part, you summarize it and finish it.
Okay, so for this part, Kanan Brother Teo, for this opportunity to be here with all Kayamitas for this retreat, I learned a lot from Brother Teo and great beings through the vows that we connect. So I wish everyone here have the opportunity to do the same, likewise, and a future retreat as well. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, Baba Sri, your turn now. Oh, you haven't finished already? Ah, okay. Baba Sri.
Got a quick question in Zoom. Brother Teo, can the energy you are referring to be transmitted through Zoom to yogis?
You see, this type of thing, you may think is not possible or what. Sometimes, it's not where you are. No? Like the Buddha said, when you are near me physically, doesn't mean you see me, you know, understand? That's why he say, he who sees the Buddha, sees the Dhamma, sees the Buddha. Because the Buddha is the embodiment of that thing, understand? The embodiment of his wisdom and perfection and virtue. And this nature's energy, if you have affinity, you recite whatever for how or what. If it's xiang yi with my vow, then you will know. But for me, when I come, I don't like this type of thing. That's why I'm not good at chanting. I don't develop all this one because mine is the wisdom way. But this nature also have its unique nature. And it just redeemed, ever redeemed. So wherever you are, you have the faith, then you really cultivate, it will manifest a response. Because this one is ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. Then you all have the affinity as Kanyan Mitara. That's why you have the faith. Ho Cheng in Singapore also can receive. Understand? You all PJKL so near you, worry you cannot receive. That's why I develop the faith and the understanding. Understand? Because this nature is not this form and mind. This form and mind is not me. Understand? But when you are near me, this one can have an effect on you. Like you are in my house, you meditate different. You go Thursday class, also different. Then the Sunday Dhamma sharing, also different. So all this, you have to develop the faith, the understanding. Then when you with the faith, you just sincerely cultivate. Then when you cultivate, things will happen. Because that nature doesn't discriminate on. Whoever have affinity, when there is causes and conditions, that nature's energy will manifest. Yeah. That's why when we travel, China, overseas, or spiritual trip, this nature's energy is ever radiating. Of course, initially when I travel, I draw, because meant to be. But later on, I realize most of the time, other cultivators, they draw from my nature. But my nature got no magic, nothing on. You must develop through the wisdom way to draw. Because this is wisdom energy. Mine is like more towards Sakyamuni type of cultivation, understand? But Sakyamuni follow their tradition. He liked to come out with the Sangha and all those things. But for me, I like Vimalakirti. You know who is Vimalakirti? The Bodhisattva, he liked to come as a lay person, because this nature actually have gone through all the cultivation as a monk, as a what. I got one guy here, he got psychic on, can read mind on. He keep on asking me, do you know who are you? Do you know who are you? Do you know who are you? 3 times now. I said, don't know. Then the third time he told me, you came with a very, very heavy vow. Oh, he immediately said that. Then I say, I know. Because my nature know, I have that vow. Whenever I arise, I want to develop the understanding, the highest understanding at any era or time. And because of that, this one manifests. Then after going through a long period of cultivation, then I realized you can come as a lay person. You don't have to come in the... Because that is Sakyamuni's tradition. That's why when I read the Vimalakirti Sutra, I got a lot of joy. Because I realized I'm quite similar to him. And he is the one that in his book, I think biography, I don't know what, it was mentioned in the scripture, he has met up with 90 million Samasambuddha. You think it's a fairy tale? 90 million Samasambuddha, not Arya. That's why this type of being with this type of nature, even Sariputta also scared of him. In the sutta, everybody scared of him. Manjusri also scared of him. Because he is so wise. So all this is what cultivation is all about. That's why when you go through a lot of this type of thing. So Chui, don't worry. Just let things be. Have faith. Then yes.
Can I ask a question following this? Actually, I find that somebody is helping me all the time.
Wow, sadhu.
I this is what I feel. For example, today, Brother Sui An posted this thing about this link from AI. Saying that, and then you confirmed that actually we should be walking the Eightfold Path, the Eightfold Path throughout our life in daily activities and so on. actually, I never told you that for many, many Fridays now, I have been working with the soup kitchen.
Oh, okay.
200 people for each session over like 4 hours, 3-4 hours.
Mm.
And it happened because somebody, a very pure lady, just told me many times, you know, I'm working on it, I've been doing this and that, why don't you come with me? And then I suddenly said, yes.
Oh.
I didn't even think of it. I said, yes, I come with great pleasure and great joy.
Mm.
So I went, and it was as though, even though I couldn't voice it out, I knew that it was something I wanted to do. There's a cause and a condition you're talking about, the dependent origination, and that it would benefit so many people, including myself.
Yeah, very wholesome.
So
yeah.
When I did that, then I saw the Eightfold Path. Before this thing came up today, it was really wonderful. It was very inspiring to hear all these things that brought up today.
Yeah, they summarize into the executive summary very well. They can extract the gist of it.
Yeah, but I was walking it every day. When I go, I have no thought. I just do. You tell me to do the plucking of the vegetables, I'll do it.
Sadhu.
You tell me to do this, I do it. I just smile and I do it. Then you ask me to look after the soup kitchen, I do it. And then when the people come, I can see all their faces, some with gratitude, Sadhu. Some with without, some are in a horrible shape, you know, some are, you know, depressive, all sorts. But each time, I never reacted, you see. And it was actually walking the way without my really understanding that that Dharma had sunk in after so long. I never understood that part. So when this thing was explained, and you with the Sri An's AI, and yes, then
Sri An sent the Heart Sutta into that AI. Then the AI within 15 minutes come out with the executive summary and the dialogue.
When I read it the first thing in the morning and looked at it before you explained it, I was so delighted. I said, wow, I never thought this was that way. And then you confirmed it. See, because each time it's like there's somebody looking after me, so to speak. So, now the thing is, who is doing that? So many great beings. I want to thank the appropriate great being and show gratitude. I don't do it because I don't know who it is.
No need to know.
But the point is, somewhere along the line, I'm very blessed. I'm not there yet. Going to be a while, but at least we know that we are walking that path. Sadhu to you, Brother Teo.
Thank you.
Us
Sadhu,
all thank the you. Kalamitas.
Okay, we let Pamaswi continue.
Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all my beloved Kayanamitas. Okay, first of all, I would like to express my gratitude and respect to the Triple Gem and Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo for guiding me all this while. Especially these few days, Mrs. Teo has been lending me her ears and guiding me. Okay, this is what I want to do next is being requested by Mrs. Teo to represent the committee to ask for forgiveness from all the yogis. We have tried our best to take care of everyone, from toilet tissue to shampoo, to this washing liquid, to food, to accommodation. So if there is any shortcomings or anything that we should do, we didn't do, or anything we have done, anything that we shouldn't done, we have done anything that we shouldn't have done, we would like to ask for forgiveness.
Sadhu.
Especially from me, if I have been, I have my habitual tendency, for the past 30 years teaching as a teacher, so I have my special tendency. I aspire to change further, and hope you give me the time, number one. Number two, this retreat, the success of this retreat, actually I should attribute to every one of us here.
Sadhu.
And I have been taking care of this organized as an organizer for the past 10 years.
Sadhu.
And things has been evolving. You know, the first time when I did, when we organized, it's only stapler, notes.
Yeah.
You know, no guidelines.
No hasuta book.
No guidelines, no duties. So everybody was like, you know, don't know what to do. You know, it works well as well. But as we get bigger, the number get bigger, and new people coming in and out. So we need to, just like the Buddha's sangha, the guidelines getting longer and longer and longer.
The Patimokkha.
Duties are getting more and more details. So that no things work out well. So to ensure that everybody here have a sufficient conducive environment to practice as well.
Sadhu. Actually, no problem, because in the early years, Sui An come up with a very good format, all the whatever file, all the tabulation. So they adopt it. Every year they adopt, they improve on it, they refine on it. Then I realize the rules are the same. The one she sent on almost every year is the same.
So actually, by that, our aspiration is when we come in first year, first day, second day, so the third day is self-running already.
Because
I believe this, what I attribute to the Kaina Mita consciousness has been moving so fast. Everybody is. It's like so moving already. That's why we are so relaxed already. Because you do your duties on your own and everything goes on smoothly. So it's everybody's effort. I would say it's everybody's effort. Okay. Another concerning about, you say I'm happy, I improve. I learned from Ratio. Number one, life itself is your best teacher.
Yeah, your best teacher. Yeah.
Lu long pia zui liao lu tu e learn liao. Lu bo long pia, lu be learn. Long pia.
Yeah.
You bang against the wall. You don't bang against the wall, you won't learn. So should thank the person who make you long pia. They are our greatest bodhisattva. Because this Seng Yan Fa Shi has told us. San Yan, Ni Yan, Do Shi Zhen Sang Yan.
Yeah.
In English means your good encounter, affinity or not so conducive affinity or encounter are meant to be, and it arises because it wants to help you to improve.
Master Xuan Hua has a very good description. He always say, these people who give you difficult situation, they are your greatest teacher. He call it one good knowing advisor, if I'm not wrong, the translation.
San Zi Si.
Good knowing advisor. Because from them you learn, no? If you don't encounter this type of people, you cannot test. So to test means you must have somebody step on your whatever tail or what. Then if you still react, you fail. So. But when you understand, the thing just cannot happen. We are the Yoniso Manaskara, the wisdom. That's why very beautiful. Better summarize anything else.
I think that's all for
today. I got one. Eng B asked me to remind all the big cushion.
I'm going to.
Oh, you want to announce? Okay.
We do the sharing of merits first.
Then
we come to cleaning up.
Yeah. Okay. Let us rejoice with all the good sharing and Dhamma understanding that we have developed and cultivated. Sadhu. Okay. Now we will share merits and transfer merits to all beings, starting with the devas. Akasatta ca bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva cirang rakkantu lokasasana etavata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo devo asatu kalena sasu sampati heto cha Vito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhammiko Imina punyang kamena Mame bala samagamo Sattang samagamo otu Yava nivana patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then officially we end our today's session. But wait for some announcement.
Okay, shall we pay our respect to Bratio and the Triple Jump first? Bow. Bow.